Good morning. Welcome, everybody. There are a few hiccups on the gate, so I'm a few minutes late for the first time. You must be enjoying that. My other side on my right here is enjoying that. I don't know for how long. Let me welcome members here at M46 and on the virtual platform. Also, let me check if the public protector on the virtual platform to welcome her, the evidence leaders, members of the media, the entire support staff, as well as those who brought us here. All South Africans in their various channels, YouTube and 408. Today is Thursday, the 16th of February. As we indicated on Monday, today is the last day, even though it's going to be the first day of our interaction with the witness, Ms. Bianca Mvuyane. So this is a day that belongs to the witness. You would have seen a program that says we'll start at 9, we'll take a break at 1, and go and listen to the response of the president. We'll come back and finish as we budgeted around 8. So we had to make up for that. So that's the day. And as I indicate, therefore, that that's what we will be focusing on. There would have been a few issues that would have delayed us from getting to this point, which as a chair I would have attended even though they were not part of the mandate of this committee. But to the extent that they seem to have affected our work, we attended to it. As Honorable Lothred would have questioned on Monday as to the direction in which we're taking this. But today the focus is squarely on interacting with Ms. Mvuyane. And for that, the very first, because we're going to do as we normally do, to allow an opportunity for the first team, followed by a second, and then the members thereafter. We don't have, as you know, affidavits for Ms. Mvuyane or statement. So the issue is going to be questions posed to her by all of the teams, including the members. And for that, honorable members, I want to start. I see the aircon is working now, and it's working over time, taking those areas. Sorry for those who are on the air. We're talking about here at M46. It used to be quite hot, but seems to be working. I see others already getting a bit cold. So with that, let me check with the public protector, because I'm going to, the first opportunity is going to be given to the public protector to interact with the witness. And there would have been correspondence between myself and the public protector. And I would have ultimately indicated that today this is what we're doing. I am told that many of the issues that would have been on our way would have been attended. And so to now, public protector, are you there?
Yeah.
Public protector?
Right here.
I would like to speak to the public protector and see her.
I'm here, Chairperson. So the SC will start and then we will continue. Thank you. I will address the Chairperson.
Thank you, Public Protector. You did indicate that today you'll be on virtual. Hence, I wanted to check if you succeeded being in Gauteng and being on virtual.
Yeah, but I told you this year. Okay, sorry. Okay, got it. I think it's sorted. Can you hear me?
It's off.
No, I can't hear you now. I don't know if you can hear me, but I can't hear you.
You can't hear us, Advocate Bob.
I can hear you now.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, Chairperson. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Advocate Bob. I was then indicating colleagues that we're going to start with the public protector and interacting with the witness. But before I do that, I see a hand. Welcome, Honorable Zungula. I would have missed you quite a lot. I see your hand. Let me recognize you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Greetings to yourself, members of the committee, evidence leaders, the team of the public protector. Chairperson, I wanted to try to understand something. The witness that we are going to interact with today, there's no affidavit, there's no statement. Previously, the members were given a statement so that when we are going to interact with the witness, there's something that we can follow. There's something that is reduced to paper so that our engagements are informed on something. Now, it boggles me, Chairperson, how we're going to proceed, whereas that has not been taken care of. I don't know, Chairperson, did the witness refuse to make a statement? Did the witness refuse to come even to testify? Why would we continue with the engagement without having the basic? Because, Chairperson, few weeks or few months from now, we are going to definitely, discuss everything. Now, without a written statement, it's going to make it difficult for us to come back and recall what transpired, and it's going to handicap us when it comes to making informed positions. So I wanted to find out, Chair, whether if the witness refused to make a statement or she refused entirely to come to this committee. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Zungula, for raising that. I would have tried to briefly indicate that, but I think you're raising important questions so that all other members must understand that there's no refusal to make a statement. But I'm going to ask Ms. Brian to just explain to everybody. This is a witness that has been summoned here. There's a subpoena to this witness, and it's different from a witness that would have voluntarily come to us. Ms. Ibrahim, can you quickly explain that?
Good morning, Chair. Yes, Chair, that is correct.
the public protector made an application. The committee will recall for us to summons Ms. Mbuyana to appear before the committee. And as part of that application, there was SMS correspondence that seemed to indicate that the reluctance for Ms. Mbuyana to attend was because Mr. Mataboge did not want to voluntarily avail himself, because both of them had in fact appeared as confirmed witnesses on the PP's witness list. To give oral evidence, I mean, to produce records or documents that they have in their possession. And your summons would have to state what those are. So we cannot compel a witness. Respective witnesses that have been summoned to appear before the committee. So that is where we stand, Chair.
Thank you, Ms. Ibrahim. Just before I proceed, Honorable Olumisa, I see you have raised your hand.
Good morning, Chairperson. Thank you for giving me an opportunity, and greetings to my colleagues, to everyone who is on the platform. Would it not be possible, before we discuss this matter, to hear from the public protector whether the public protector is happy that we engaged this witness without a statement, and in fact to collaborate what the legal advisor has just said. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Misa. No, we're not going to ask for happiness of the public protector about an absence of statement. Both the evidence leaders and the public protector team would know very well what has just been explained by Ms. Ibrahim. So I'm not proceeding on that matter in that way. I want to proceed. I see the hand of Honorable Mauta.
Yeah, no, thank you very much, Chair. Greetings to yourself, colleagues, the PP. Maybe I missed it, Chair. I didn't hear quite clearly what Ms. Ibrahim was saying. Is she saying that the witness decided not to depose a statement? Or what exactly is she saying? Because we want to put it here on record that she says the witness decided not to or opted not to. Is that the understanding, Chair? Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mauta. Please repeat briefly, Ms. Ibrahim.
Okay, I had indicated to the witness that should she wish to submit a statement, she may certainly do so. The witness has consulted with the PP's team. I messaged her and tried to make arrangements for her to avail herself of that consultation when the PP's team indicated that they had had difficulty getting hold of her. At some point, we had difficulty getting hold of ourselves. But Chair, I just want to also point out that the statement isn't the be-all and end-all of a witness testimony. The statement must be considered with respect to also the oral evidence and any other evidence and records before the committee. But that's where we find
the directives.
Sorry, you've just, Advocate, both of you were unmuted. Just finish the last part, Ms. Ibrahim.
Chair, the long and short is that we did indicate to her that should she wish to submit a statement, she can certainly do so. The witness, as far as we understand, has chosen not to submit a statement.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. And that matter also, colleagues, would have been explained in correspondence to all of us. And I thought that even when we started on Monday, we were going to start knowing that there's no affidavit, there's no statement. We're going to start a process through questions that will be posed in absence of an affidavit and a statement. So I hope now that issue we can put it to bed and proceed and get to our next points. As I then want to invite the public protector team to start the proceedings. I see a hand of Advocate Mpofu.
Yes, Chairperson, I want to address two issues before we deal with this thing of the statement. I need to address the letter which you sent to the public protector yesterday, which is a serious stumbling block to us proceeding. But just on this issue of the witness, when we come to it, I just want to say that, yes, just to confirm what you've said, Chairperson, that there was communication. I think it was Honorable Ngola on Sunday who inquired, as the other members are inquiring, as to why for the first time we don't have a statement from a witness or something. And the response was that the witness had opted not to make a statement, as Ms. Ibrahim has just said. Just to say that she's also right that we did consult with the witness yesterday and we tried to verify that. But the witness says that she never made such a choice as just communicated now by Ms. Ibrahim, and never opted not to make a statement. So maybe the quickest way would be to verify what the truth really is, and then we can move forward. Yeah. Because as has been said correctly, the committee cannot force a person if they don't want to make a statement. But it looks like we're not dealing with that situation here. We're dealing with a situation where the witness was not given that option. Certainly as the people who call the witness would prefer her to have a statement like all other witnesses. So
okay,
that's the issue. But I do want to deal with the issue of the letter. I don't know which one you want us to deal with first, whether to finish this thing of the witness or to come to the more serious issue of the letter.
Thank you, Advocate Mpofu. I said at the beginning that today is a day for the witness. And so the key issue that we're going to deal with today is the interaction with the witness. I am not going to allow any discussion on the letters that I would have written to the public protector and responses. It is not for today.
No.
If there are any issues, please mute Advocate Mpofu.
Yeah, okay, I'm muted.
Please mute. Thank you. Colleagues, today, and I'm addressing the public protector team, leaders and members, today we're here to pose questions to Ms. Bianca Mvuyane, and I will start with the public protector team and give them the time that will be allocated to them to do that. We're not going to delay this meeting with a discussion of a statement or not a statement. That matter has been clarified even before today. I'm not even going to invite the witness to clarify. I would have asked the witness on Monday a couple of questions. Please mute Advocate Mpofu. We don't want to hear when you're coughing.
Oh, no, sorry. I'm sick, Chairperson.
Yes, please mute.
Yeah, I thought you were handing
over to me. I'm also sick, but I... Please
yeah, I know, but I thought you were handing over to me. Yeah.
No, I'm not. You will know when I hand over to you. Please mute. Thank
yeah, you're really sick, Chair. The things you are saying are confirming that you are sick.
Honorable Mauter. What are you saying?
I'm saying I agree that you are sick. The things you are saying are confirming that you are sick. You said you are sick. I'm confirming with the things you are saying that indeed you are sick.
Honorable Mauta, I want you to immediately withdraw what you're saying.
I won't. Why? But you just said you are sick, Mr. Chapman. So I agree
Honorable,
you are sick. And I'm
and
saying
I do
that
it for the second
the
time.
Saying,
Honorable Mauta, withdraw what you've just
sick.
Said. Withdraw what you've just said.
It will never happen. Never.
Thank you. ICT, please remove Honorable Mauta from
James,
the platform. Immediately. Immediately. Please remove Honorable Mauta from the platform immediately. Thank you. I was saying, and I want to repeat, that today, colleagues, it is the day dedicated, and I even made a point, that is the last day with witness Bianca Mvuyane, even though it constitutes the first interaction with her. And the time that has been set for today between now and I have explained at the beginning until we finish at 8 o'clock will be the business of the public protector team, the evidence leaders, the members asking questions, unless all of those three categories I've mentioned would take an option of wavering their rights and not ask any question. That would be fine. But that's what is meant to be done for today. So I therefore want to indicate Advocate Mpofu, there is not going to be a discussion on the correspondence, on the letters that were written by myself to public protector Mkhwebane or her responses. If there is a need to raise those, they will have to be done in writing. Today is meant for us to focus on one and one only issue. It's the questions to the witness, Ms. Bianca Mvuyane. And so as I'm going to hand over to you, Advocate Mpofu.
Yeah, I want to raise the point of order, Chair.
Okay, let me listen to the point of order.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you very much.
Before, can I raise the point of order before? Because
no, you can't raise a point of order on another point of order. Go ahead, Advocate Mpofu. It's not done, Honorable Zongola. It's not done. Go ahead, Advocate Mpofu.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. I won't be long, Honorable Zungul. Chairperson, you know, we're trying to deal with this matter actively. We have a letter from you here, which is insulting, disrespectful, untruthful, and contains serious insults to the public protector and her legal team. We cannot proceed before that matter is dealt with and ask you to withdraw that letter. And I'm saying to you, that's an issue that we want to put on the table. You may or may not decide to withdraw, but you must at least allow us to raise that point. That's your prerogative. But you can't deny us the opportunity to raise that matter of serious concern, which is an insult to the dignity of the public protector in particular, even more than her legal team. And you wrote that letter unprovoked, and we want to raise it with the committee. The committee can then decide whatever it wants to decide, not you, because you are the subject of the complaint. Now, so that let's put that matter aside. I'm saying, assume that we will be able to maturely get over that hurdle. Then I was just saying on the issue of the witness, I'm giving you new facts which you probably did not know, in fairness, which is that it is false to assert that the witness opted not to make a statement. So I don't know how you can think that can just be brushed away as if nothing has happened. When a witness who has been sworn here to tell the truth has explained that there's a distortion of her situation. And I'm bringing that, as I'm bound to do, to the attention of the committee so that the committee can deal with it. It's not something we can then just run roughshod and said, we're here for this or that or the other. This is a process, not your fifth.
Thank you, Advocate Mpofu. I will come back to you and respond to that.
Sorry, Chair. I'm so sorry, Chair. I'm not interrupting you. I just wanted to indicate that I'm actually very, very sick. So if I cough now and again, it's not deliberate. I literally came from my sick bed to be here. So if my doctor knew I was here, he'll probably send me to jail or something. But I'm sure you can pick that up from the.
Thank you, Advocate Mpofu. Please get well.
Thank you.
I will come back to you and respond, but let me share, Honorable Zungula.
Chairperson, my hand was up, so forgive me when I was interrupting Advocate Mpofu. I thought you are going to see the hand. I did not intend on interrupting a point of order, whereas I did not intend on submitting a point of order during the submission of another point of order. So, Chair, as you know, last Thursday I was unlawfully ejected from the house. Lando Chair is still traumatizing me, so I'm still very sensitive towards people being thrown out, particularly if when they are thrown out, it is not based on any rule and there's no explanation as to what rule has the member violated. Because Honorable Maute, in fact, you Chair said you are sick. Honorable Maute confirms and repeats that you are sick. And then without any substance as to this is the rule that you are violating, this is what you are saying that is unparliamentary, you elect to throw it out. I think, Chair, when you make judgments or you make rulings as a chairperson, particularly to something as extreme as throwing a member out, it needs to be based on a rule so that even if a person does not agree with you, they can say, but this is what the rule says, and the chair is right or is correct in throwing the member out. But if you are going to throw a member out just because, and without any quoting of a rule, that to me, Chairperson, might appear if a person does not agree with you or does not agree with your views on you've submitted, then you are most likely going to use such things in order to intimidate them. You are going to use your position as Chairperson to silence those members. So I would appeal, Chairperson, that when you make a ruling to that extent, please base it on the rules. If it's not based on the rules, then Honorable Mount must be allowed back so that as a member of the committee, she must participate in the proceedings. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Zungula. Honorable Maute has been removed from the platform and remains out of the platform for the entire duration of today's inquiry and session. And the presiding officer and the chair, who's myself, is doing that on the basis of Rule 70, where a member disrespects the authority of the chair. I would have asked her to withdraw what she's saying, not once, and she refused. And on the basis of that, she's been asked to leave. I hope that settles it, Honorable Zungula, because I'm not to...
It does.
I've not asked you to speak. You've not even been recognized to speak. Please don't do that. So I'm not getting into a dialogue about this. I've explained. I would not just sit here and act and on the basis of no rule. You also know that I play that role, not only here, even in the house. So I wouldn't do wrong things as a chairperson of this committee. I'm responsible to direct the proceedings of this, and I must do so responsibly. And up to this point, I'm convinced I've been doing that. Thank you. Now I proceed. Let me respond to Advocate Mpofu's point. Advocate Mpofu, and I do pick up that you're not well, because I think it's quite evident. So I sympathize with you, and I would want you to, I'm sure, beyond today, to get a proper rest and really get well soon in that regard. Just my quick response to the issues you have raised. Here it is, Advocate Mpofu. On the 31st of January, a matter of serious concern was whispered to me. And I decided not just to treat that as a careless whisper.
Mm-hmm.
I decided that whisper must be transformed into writing so that it is made known, not only to the chair. And immediately, the public protector did so the next day. And from there, as the chair of this committee, I made sure that the matter is raised with those that were responsible to attend to this issue of non-payment. Notwithstanding that issue is not an issue that we're dealing with as a committee, but it was important to the extent that it affected. And it was likely to affect that we attend to it. It's not really our mandate. We're not playing any mediating role. There is an institution that is responsible for that. And so a lot of, you could almost again call it a festival of correspondence that I would have entered into to ensure that this matter is attended. And all of those correspondence were done between myself and the PPSA and the PP. And a letter I would have written to the PP yesterday, I'm still waiting for a written response to that letter. It's not going to be done here orally. I insist as a chairperson of this committee, today's business of this committee is to interact with the witness, Ms. Bianca Mvuyane. Whatever concerns and unhappiness the PP has about the letter I've written to her, I suggest that she writes back to the chair, and because the chair will bring that in any way to the committee. Today is not for that business. So I hope I'm clear on that, because I want to invite you, Advocate Mpofu, to take your time and interact with Ms. Bianca Mvuyane in terms of the kind of questions that you'd like to ask from her. I'm going to give you the time between now and 12:30 to 1:00 to deal with those issues. Thank you.
Chairperson, no, look, I've just explained to you that we are raising this objection as something that is preliminary to any further interaction. It's a very serious matter, Chairperson. You might not think so, but it's you know, if it was you who was insulted, like what has happened with this letter of yours, then you would understand that it has to be addressed upfront. It's not something that can wait here. But in any event, maybe what I'll do, Chairperson, can you just give me 5 minutes so that I can take instructions on what to do? Because my instructions are to deal with this letter right now.
I have no problems with taking 5-10 minutes, then colleagues can have tea for 10 minutes. We'll be back after 10 minutes, which is 10 to 10. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Recording stopped.
Welcome back, colleagues. Advocate Mpofu, you had asked for 5 minutes. I certainly would have given more than that. We also used that time to get tea.
Good afternoon. Good morning, Chairperson.
Oh, public protector?
Yes, my discussion with the legal team or SC is that I think it's fair, Chairperson, to address the matter because as the SC has indicated, the letter is very distorted, insulting, and it's very concerning. If you've signed such a letter, Chairperson, I wonder whether you've gone through it and understood what it means, because the letter, the way it's captured, is very insulting. And if Chairperson can realize that, I appreciated your intervention. And I mean, this letter is from you as the Chairperson of the committee, and I think the committee should also be well versed about, because we discussed it last week, and in fact on Monday. And as well, I indicated that my last words were the legal team will only be available, or I'll give instruction as soon as all the monies are paid. And I indicated that that's the case, and they will consult with the witness. So there are a lot of false statements in this, Chairperson. And unfortunately, we cannot just shelve it and you say I must respond in writing. Remember, we are supposed to address the matter, Chairperson, before the committee, so that they also know that the matter has been resolved. But as well, I feel very concerned that it seems as if you are taking what the PPSA is saying more than what I am telling you transpired, and there's false information which is there. And I mean, I indicated even last week that as the members of parliament, you've got the responsibility to conduct the oversight. And I mean, if you just easily take what the PPSA CEO, accounting officer, is telling you, and you even defend them, that why I'm raising the fact that they should have approached National Treasury with your assistance to request additional funding. And I mean, Chairperson, you even go further, you include issues of me being wasting a lot of money, the legal team. Why were we not told that the legal team is a lot? The issue of my security, that I'm bringing a protector, must I be then exposed or be vulnerable? How do I work with people I don't know? So I think those things are very concerning, Chairperson. I mean, even now, the issue is the monies have been paid, and it relates to monies which were already within the process of PPSA. It doesn't relate to invoices which are not submitted as yet to PPSA. I think it's a concern. And I mean, finding some members of the committee even saying the junior counsels, it's as if they are not appreciating. I mean, if people have been not been paid for months, and I mean, threatened with eviction, threatened with all those, irrespective of how much they've been paid, the fact of the matter is that they are owing, they need that, all that money, they are subjected to VAT, to tax. It comes to nothing if people think that people are receiving a lot of money. So I think, Chairperson, we needed to clarify, I needed to clarify that to you, and to make sure that members of the committee must know that the matter has been resolved. PPSA has paid 100% of the invoices per the agreed arrangement. And I think the matter should be closed properly for the committee to understand, because I think Honorable Ngola was even saying, but what if it's as if the legal team is boycotting, and now I'm being accused that I am delaying the process. Chairperson, we would want to continue with the matter, but let everyone know the truth that PPSA were dilly-dallying. I even shared the email since last year, August. My attorney trying to request a meeting with Niels van der Merwe. Till today, Chairperson, that meeting has never taken place. And it was relating to the invoices for
August and September last year. So the invoices for October to January have not been submitted, and that is not the subject for the for the PPSA. We are not even accusing the PPSA of anything. So that is an insult, Chairperson. I think it should be addressed now, and the committee members should know the truth and should know what's happening, because if now we respond quietly, and this matter was a subject of concerns, it's as if now I'm being told, I'm being this person who's being instructed to just proceed. I think there should be fairness, Chairperson, and I think this letter, the way it's crafted, if it's written for you by your legal team, unfortunately, they are causing a lot of serious issues, because now it brings your chairpersonship into question. So I think Advocate Mpofu will also speak for himself. Even last week I told you, when Bauer was saying, Advocate Mpofu said this. Advocate Mpofu is here, can confirm for himself if he said that, because now it's as if the juniors are not cooperating.
I think
that person has said a mouthful, and I think we will respond to this. And we can't have lies being perpetuated and your people writing things and you just sign, Chairperson, because I think that's an insult for them. And even including my security, Chairperson, that is very questionable. And the issue of traveling up and down, what must I do when I'm supposed to appear? And I didn't put myself here, Chairperson, isn't it? I'm subjected to this. And it's as if I wanted to be here and I must do this. I wouldn't be sitting here if I was not.
Can I ask you now to pause, please? Thank you. Thank you, Public Protector. I've given you the time which was not supposed to be. I've been very clear, and I'm going to be clear both to yourself as the Public Protector who's coming into this inquiry and your legal team. Today, we're not going to discuss letters. You've made the point. It's 10 o'clock now. I want to ask your team to start asking questions to witness Bianca Mvuyane.
We're here. That's
what I'm now wanting us to do. You've asked for 5 minutes. I thought you were going to come and say what you discuss in 5 minutes. Instead, you're coming in and doing what I've asked not to be done. I still expect you to respond to the letter I wrote to you. And letters that I write are in the public domain. Everybody's going to read. In fact, that letter is out there. People are going to read. These members have that letter. And it is not for the Public Protector or her team to dictate how this committee must function. That's not what you are here for. We are here for an inquiry. And I ask you not to get into that space, please. No, I am now I'm now asking again that Advocate Mpofu, as the legal team of the Public Protector, the time, this is now 10 o'clock, it's been given to you to interact with the witness and ask questions. I've given you the time between now until 1 o'clock. That's your time that you need to do with the witness. The witness has taken an oath on Monday, and I've indicated that today is the last day with that witness. I'd want you to start with that process, please. I'm not allowing any discussion on the letters or anything.
Okay. I want to raise a point of order.
I've given over the platform to you to interact with the witness. You can start with a point of order.
Yes. Thank you, Chairperson. I will do so. Chair, you know, we, as the Public Protector says, I'm personally not sure if you've even read this letter that you signed. Whoever was insulting us through your signature should know that we're also not here. You are saying we're not here to deal with letters. We're also not here to be insulted by you or that person. And it's very, very important, Chair, to explain this. Your letter says, for example, there's a lie contained in it that says that I said I was willing to continue except for my junior. That's a blue lie. So it's something that needs to be put on the record. I can't continue working here professionally when I've been lied about and insulted in a letter such as this. There are about 5 such lies contained in the letter. Lies, just blue lies, not even slight distortions. Such as the fact that we have not consulted before the money was paid, or that the money was paid yesterday morning when you wrote the letter, which is a lie. It's not true. And the witnesses here will tell you that we were actually consulting with her long before even that payment was made. So whoever gave you that misinformation those issues needs to be put to bed, Chair, so that if you find it within your heart to withdraw those lies, then they get withdrawn and then we move on. But for you to expect us I don't know what, to divide ourselves into subjecting ourselves to your chairpersonship when you have insulted us gratuitously and without any reason, without even correcting, at least at the minimum, correcting some of the factual things, which, as you correctly say, are out there in the public space, then that's completely unfair, chairperson. And I'm telling you about lies told about me. I'm not even going to the other stuff about the public protector and the juniors and all that. And the fact that we asked for a postponement from on the 21st, that's not true. It's another lie. The reason that we had this discussion about the 21st was because Ms. Bauer said she's not available. She's going to the SCA on Tuesday. And I had said that in that case, then we'll swap the witnesses and have Mr. Malunga tomorrow and so on. Now, in your letter, you say that we made a request to postpone Tuesday, 21 February, in order to afford the team some time to prepare. A lie, a blue lie. It just did not happen. So, and I don't believe, that's what I'm saying, I don't believe you would deliberately, Chair, put things like that in a letter and sign it on the letterhead of Parliament of South Africa if you knew that these were blatant lies. And that's all. We're really, this is not an unfair request, Chair. We're simply saying, let us address this matter, get it out of the way, one way or the other, and then we move on with the business of the committee. We're appealing to you.
Thank you, Advocate Mpofu. I will expect that you put all of those things in writing and respond to my letter. For now, I'm asking you to start the proceedings with the witness.
No, Chairperson, you are really derailing this process. Let me, the reason why we were not here on Monday was explained to you that it was because of an impasse in the issue of legal fees. Chairperson, we are doing our best. You know, the worst thing that can happen is that if this team of lawyers is not here, is being ill-treated like this and is not here, what you're trying to do, which is to try and speed up the process, the exact opposite will actually happen, because the matter will screech to a halt for months if we do that. We are all responsible people. We are trying to avoid things having to come to that point. We are trying as much as we can. I called from my own sick bed on Monday. I called Advocate Bauer and I said, let's discuss this matter off the record and try, as the leaders of the two teams, to find each other. That's why we're here. That's why we consulted with the witness. We're trying to play a constructive role. We expect the same leadership from you. You are the leader of this committee. And let us not do something that's going to derail this process. And then we're going to be accused of derailing it, when actually we're doing the opposite. We've been trying under extreme circumstances to nurse the situation so that it does not collapse in our hands, because the public has an interest in it. But if you're going to have this kind of bully boy tactics and want to force us into situations, then you are going to remain with your committee and do with it what you want. Because all I'm asking you is to give us an opportunity to address a matter of serious concern to the public protector of this country that you have insulted, you know? And we want to clarify those things. We would have, that thing would have been done by now, but you are just bullying us. Some of the members may not even be aware of some of these facts, but you are bullying us into a situation which is going to create total chaos in this inquiry. And we do not want to do that. Believe me, Chairperson, we don't want this matter to collapse in our hands, at least. If you want it to collapse it in your hands, well, then you can go ahead and collapse it. Please give us an opportunity to vent out our issue. You can respond to it as you like, and then we move on. Please.
Thank you, Advocate Mbofu. And I'm hoping that after this, we're not going to have another dialogue. I'm going to ask you again that I now give you an opportunity, Advocate Mbofu, on behalf of the public protector, to do what this meeting has been called for, which is putting questions to the witness, Ms. Bianca Mvuyane. I'm asking you again to get to that point now, nothing else. This is your opportunity between now and 1 o'clock to have your time and ask this witness who's taken an oath who's here those questions. I'm not going to get into any other dialogue, and I'm asking you to start that process.
All right. Okay. Sorry.
Your connection.
Sorry. Chairperson, all right. Look, I'm not sure if I'm able to proceed as you are directing me. I need, and I'm sorry, I'm not doing this to waste your time, believe me. I need to talk to the client and she can decide what must happen now. If you are insisting, you're not even prepared to consider this or to put it to the committee, then because she might have to escalate it to the speaker or the gender commission insofar as you have insulted her or whatever structures need to deal with it, or even a court of law, because really we're making a reasonable request to you. Your own rules say that this committee
Advocate Mbofu.
Fairly. Let me finish. Rules say that
I,
you must
I have no intentions,
and you must proceed reasonably. And let me finish talking first. I'm saying your own rules say that it must be reasonable and fair. That's what your own rules say. And it's not reasonable for you to deny us an opportunity to put this matter to the committee. That's really all I'm asking for you, Chair. It won't take more than 10, 15 minutes, but let it be done and then we move on. We're ready to move on.
Thank you. I've already made a ruling, Advocate Mbofu, that when you speak again, it is about you interacting with the witness. I see your hand, members. I'm not going to walk back on that, Advocate Mbofu. I'm not walking back. I'm asking you to now start interacting.
Chairperson, stubbornness is not going to resolve this. Stubbornness is not going to resolve
this. I have not recognized you to speak.
Okay. Sorry.
Please respect the chair.
Sorry, Chair.
Please the chair. So I'm indicating, Advocate Mbofu, that the only thing I'm asking you to do today and now is to start the process of asking questions to witness Bianca Mvuyane. Mm-hmm. Nothing else is going to be entertained except that's what I'm asking you to do. Honorable.
Yeah, that's what you're asking. I know, Chair, that's what you're asking me to do. But I'm also asking you to do something. I'm asking you.
I did not ask you to speak. I have not recognized you to speak. Advocate Mbofu.
Sorry, Chair. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were allowing me to respond. Sorry.
Yes, I'm not. There's no need to respond. There's no discussion here. I am very clear what you need to do. But let me take the member before that. Honorable Mylam.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I'd like to propose this. We are here for a specific purpose today, and that is to hear the evidence of the witness. I'd like to propose that the issue of the letters and the discussion around the letters be postponed until Monday, and that we have a special meeting on Monday to deal with the correspondence before the committee. That today we focus on dealing with this witness, getting this evidence out the way, and then on Monday we have a dedicated meeting where we can ventilate, where Advocate Mpofu can say what he wants to say, and you and the committee can respond, and we can take it from there. But we can't deal with it today because it's not on the agenda for today. So I'd propose that that's the way forward, Chair.
Well, I have already indicated that long time ago that today is not about the correspondence, but thank you for that. Honorable Gondwe?
Chairperson, I was going to assure Advocate Mpofu that we get all the correspondence between you and his team. So, you know, he mustn't think that members are not aware of the contents of the letter. We know very well what's in the letter, but it's all and well that he's raised the concerns that they have. But I'm trying to understand what exactly he wants at this point, because you've offered that it should be put in writing so that, you know, we can also understand what the concerns are with the letter that you've written and those distortions or blue lies that he alludes to, you know, supposed distortions and blue lies. We want to understand what those are. We can't really deal with the matter right now if we're not aware what, you know, the point of contention is with the letter. So with all due respect, Advocate Mpofu, would like to consider your concerns around the letter and the public protector's concerns. Asking that it be put in writing so that we, you know, we are clear in terms of what, you know, what are your issues with the letter. So we're just asking you to please just defer the consideration of this matter until Monday, as suggested by Honorable Mylam, so that we can deal with the business of the day, which is hearing from Ms. Bianca Mbuyana. Please, Advocate Mpofu, we are 1 hour into this meeting and we are still going back and forth at this point. So all we are asking is give us a chance, put it in writing so that we know exactly what we're dealing with. And that way we'll have the whole picture, because all we have at this point is the letter that the chairperson wrote to the public protector and her team. Thank you very much, Chair.
Honorable Sukas.
Good morning, Jay. I just want to second what was proposed by Honorable Gondwe, that we proceed with the agenda of the day as was ruled by you earlier, an hour ago, and that the correspondence and the matters of contention, as mentioned by Advocate Mpofu, be put in writing so that should the committee be speaking around those issues, that we have a full picture on what he is unhappy about and the public protector. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Sukas. I think all the three members that have spoken would have amplified the ruling I made early on, that we proceed putting questions to the witness, and that the public protector, as she always does, will in writing respond to the letter that I've written to her. I'm still waiting for that response in writing. It's not going to be done here orally. I've ruled long time on that issue. And I want to ask you again, Advocate Mpofu, can you start interacting with the witness and put the questions to the witness?
Chairperson, let me just I will do what you're saying, but let me just assure the members that I'm not saying that you are not aware of the correspondence. I'm saying you are not aware of the lies and distortions that are contained in this particular correspondence. And I'm not saying that we will not put the response in writing, or the public protector will not put the response in writing insofar as the matter concerns her. She will do so, and we will also do so, because on our side, you know, people's professional integrities have been attacked, I mean, in a serious way, to an extent of suggesting even professional misconduct on their part falsely. And discussions which were conducted, some of them even off the record with people that we regarded as our colleagues, have been distorted on paper here on the record and lied about. So those are not small matters. Those are serious matters, maybe not for this platform, but even at a professional level. So to expect us to continue under those circumstances is really asking for too much, you know, because we cannot divide ourselves as from being the victims of unwarranted attacks and gratuitous insults to the dignity of our persons and our client, without being given not so much as a platform to voice our concerns, and then be expected at the same time to act happily and continue with the business of the day as dictated by the chairperson. It's not correct. It's not in accordance with the rights of people in this country. Give us the voice to voice our concerns, to protest if we want to protest about it, and we'll move on. That's all we're saying. Otherwise, this kind of conduct is going to collapse this entire process for a reason, no other reason than just stubbornness and insensitivity, because you are not the ones who have been insulted. So that's our position, Chaplain. If you so wish, you can reconsider your ruling, and let me proceed.
Thank you, Advocate Mpofu. Please proceed to Ms. Bianca Mvuyana.
All right. Well, this is what I'm going to do then. Before I ask the question, I'll do an introduction like Ms. Bauer did, a 45-minute introduction to Mr. Van Lochenberg. Good morning, Ms. Mvuyana.
Good morning, Advocate Mpofu.
How are you?
Well, thank you. How are you?
Okay. Apologies for getting you again since Monday to be caught in the business, sordid business of this committee. I'm going to do quite a longish introduction to the matters that relate to that delay in your evidence, as well as the issue that was raised by the members about the absence of your statement. You are the first witness to testify here without a statement. So that's quite something unusual. So I think we need to place it properly on the record. Is it correct that you chose or opted not to make a statement?
No, it's not correct.
Right. Well, can you put up the typo? Can you put up a bundle H, item 29, number 7? go down a bit. The previous one, should that go further down or go up here? Yeah. The email from Honorable Mola. That one. Yes, this is what happened on Sunday, Ms. Vianna. One of the members of this committee wrote to the secretariat to say, afternoon, Tembinkosi, please share with me the affidavit of this week's witness. I can't seem to find it in the emails. And then the response was, kindly note that Ms. Bianca Mviana is the subpoenaed witness that has been scheduled to appear before the committee tomorrow, 13 February 2023, and she has opted not to submit a statement or affidavit. Therefore, I can't see. Therefore, there's no statement to share in this regard, I suppose. So you're saying that is not factually correct as far as your side is concerned, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, well, Chairperson, this accords with what I said to you in the morning, that the witness actually did not make such an option. And from our consultations, she would prefer to have a statement made. And whatever the untruth that was put here is, whatever the source of it is concerned, it is we as the person who called the witness would like to call her like all other witnesses having made a statement. So we need you to make a ruling in that regard.
Advocate Mpofu, the ruling I will make is I'm going to ask you to proceed with asking these questions because you, even last night or yesterday, would have had an opportunity to make a statement for this witness. This is your witness, the witness of the public protector, not the witness called in here by the evidence leaders. And so it goes back to you and your team. And I don't think that we're going to have to pause for that. We hear what the witness is saying, and I'm sure members, when they deliberate, are going to get into those, because Honorable Ngola would have asked this in the email. That's a response he gets. And I'm hopeful that we're going to get that response, but I want you to proceed.
Chairperson, sorry, before I see the other hand there. Yeah. Let me just explain the situation. You see, that's why these things are interrelated, Chairperson. You've ruled against us explaining the situation regarding what happened on Monday here. That's fine. Let's put that aside. But these issues are completely interrelated. You can ask this witness, when I found out that she was willing to make a statement, it was 9 p.m. last night, literally. Sick as I was consulting with her at that time. And so what do you expect me to do? I was now supposed to do what? Call you or send a statement or whatever. I did not know that it was a lie that she had opted to make a statement, not to make a statement. I don't even know, I asked that in passing as we were finishing the consultation. Because I wanted to know why was she not willing, she opted not to make a statement, and she did not know what I was talking about. And that's how the issue arose. So you can't say, I mean, as much as you like to pile blame on us, you can't pile blame on us. We did not type that untruthful message. You know, we did not, you know, however evil we are, we did not force anyone to say that the witness has opted to not to make a statement when she she actually is willing to make a statement. So, you know, this is not something we can just brush aside, because it concerns the rights of the witness as well, and the rights of the person who calls the witness, that is the public protector, and our professional duties to lead the witness through a statement, like all the other witnesses that have been led in this process.
Thank you, Advocate Mbofu. The witness has taken an oath Monday, and the oral evidence that is done is a proper thing also to do. In the absence of the statement that your team failed to take, it can't be that only at 9 o'clock yesterday you were starting to interact and talk about the statement.
I didn't say I was starting, I said I was finishing.
I don't know. Don't disturb me when I'm speaking.
Yeah, well, don't touch my.
Just mute, Advocate Mbofu. Mute. I'm on the platform. Please.
Yeah, but don't distort what I've just said to you now 5 minutes ago.
Please mute, Advocate Mbofu. I want to repeat, Advocate Mbofu. We hear what the witness is saying. And this witness is here up until the end of today and has taken an oath since Monday.
Sure.
I want you to no, Advocate Mbofu, please.
I'm sorry, Chair. I really want to make this point. I beg you.
No, don't. I'm speaking.
Okay,
don't,
fine. I'll respond. Because even that taking of the oath was illegal.
Don't make the point. I'm speaking. I'm speaking, Advocate Mbofu.
Okay, fine.
And I'm going to make this ruling. I'm going to make this ruling, Advocate Mbofu, that you proceed with the witness, Bianca Mvuyane, and ask her questions here today under oath. That's what I'm going to ask you to do.
Okay. Chairperson, firstly, she's not even properly under oath because you took an oath illegally in the absence of the legal representatives of the public protector. And you even went further and asked her 6 questions or so in the absence of the legal representatives, not being the first time that you conduct these proceedings in the absence of legal representatives. So that the whole thing is just, and we know that that is connected to the issue that happened on Monday, which you want to run away from. But I'm explaining to you that procedurally, what you are doing once again is to mire this inquiry into unnecessary controversy. How can any chairperson or a judge or anyone sitting to chair, when someone tells you that something has been reduced to writing and communicated to members of parliament, which is false, just say, no, let's just move on as if nothing has happened? How can that be? How can that be legal? I mean, in your own estimation.
Thank you, Advocate Mbofu. Advocate Mbofu, witness Bianca Mvuyane has been on your witness list since November 2022. On your witness list.
Yeah.
Forget about last night.
Right.
And there's no reason since then that there's never been an interaction and work done with her. I want to rule that you proceed, Advocate Mbofu.
So why did you subpoena her? Did you subpoena her if she was on my witness list? Why did you subpoena her?
You ask this committee, and we took all the trouble, that rigorous process that we did, to subpoena her on your behalf. She's here now since Monday.
Exactly.
Please ask questions to Ms. Bianca Mvuyane. Please proceed.
No, Chairperson, I will do so, but if you are going to distort the situation, I have to put it on record. You can't say that we put her on our witness list. You know the reason why she was removed from the witness list and then put on the subpoena list. You asked her those questions, illegally so, on Monday, and she explained to you that she changed her mind. So why do you want to use that now to distort the picture in the minds of the public and the members of the committee? That is not the issue. The issue is that this witness, we as the person who wanted to call her, want her to do a statement. She has a right to make a statement if she wants to do so. We have a right to raise the questions from the statement. The members have a right to have the statement. They can't be expected to remember this in a few months' time or whenever, when we do the the arguments, unlike all the other witnesses. So that is a procedural matter on which you have to apply your mind, Chairperson, and not just bully your way through like you have been doing all morning. You and take a deep breath, ask for advice if you need to ask for advice, and then we move on. I don't know how many times I'm saying this now, because this is a serious matter of and you just want to be stubborn. You know, it's Mr. Janchi's word or the highway. It doesn't work like that. This is Parliament of the Republic of South Africa. It's not your backyard. So you need to follow the rules and respond to the issues that we're raising, which are serious issues, which are meant to save this process, contrary to what you think that we're trying to derail it. We're actually trying to save it. Because, you know, the expediency of your us following your hollow path to doom now might seem, exciting and enticing to you, but it's going to lead to the oblivion of this process.
Thank you, Advocate Mpofu. Two things I'm going to say. Please watch your language as you interact with this committee and the chair. I'm going to make that point. Secondly,
which part?
I want to, sorry, Advocate Mpofu, I'm on the platform.
Yeah, but which language? I want to follow your ruling.
The second part I'm going to insist on, I want you to proceed asking the questions. Please proceed asking the question to Ms. Bianca Mvuyani.
Point of order, Chair.
What's the point of order?
Sorry.
Firstly, Chairperson, I do raise my hand, so I'm not sure if you are able to see when hands are raised. I really do not want to interrupt and raise point of orders and seem as if I'm interrupting you. That's the first point. The second point, Chairperson, is that we have a situation here whereby the communication that has been received by the committee is that the witness opted not to produce a statement. And the witness, after being asked now, has confirmed that is not true, meaning there's been lies. I don't know where they could be coming from. So it's very concerning, Chairperson, how we can just skip lies to this of this nature, because for me it raises questions as to what else would we have been lied to as a committee. Secondly, Chairperson, just on the other engagement regarding the letter now, the committee members, in line with your ruling, affirmed that the legal team of the public protector needs to reduce whatever views they have in writing, so that when the engagement starts, there's a letter, there's something in writing that members can follow. Now, on this particular issue, that principle is not thrown out of the window, because there's a witness, but without her views, her thoughts reduced to writing via a statement. So, Chairperson, I would propose that let's find another way of dealing with it, because it can't be that the processes of the committee require the engagement be informed by statements in which we as members can take our time, read through, so that we make an informed opinion. But on this particular witness, now we need to operate differently from the way we've been operating. And lastly, Chairperson, it's very serious that there has been a lie, where the legal advisor and the committee secretary says the witness said no to a statement. The witness is saying that is not true. There's been a lie. So, Chairperson, I plead with you, let us not proceed as if in doing England. It's a big thing whereby there's a lie that has been perpetuated. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Zungula. Ms. Bianca Mvuyani is coming here not as a witness led by evidence leaders. This is a witness who has been on the list of the public protector since November 2022. People responsible for making statements, it's not this committee, it's not the evidence leaders,
It's the public protector and her legal team. That's where they can't come here now and ask why there's no statement. It is their responsibility, Honorable Zongula. I again ask Advocate Mpofu to proceed to ask the questions from Ms. Bianca Mvuyani.
Okay, Chairperson, you know, you're making this unnecessarily difficult. Firstly, by distorting me, I think deliberately now. What do you mean when you say we can't come here and say where's the statement? Who did that? Did I come here and say why is there no statement? I did not say that. I came here and I'm explaining to you that the witness informed me during a consultation that it is not true that she did not opt to make a statement. That's what I did. Now you are distorting what I just said to you a few minutes ago to say I came here to say where's the statement. I'm not mad. Why would I do that? But I know why there is no statement. It is because of the issues, like I say, that you are running away from, which is the fact that it was explained to you on Monday that Ms. Mvuyani was ill last week, and by the time she was available, which was last Friday, it was during the issue of the non-payment. And that is why on Monday, the public protector addressed you, and then you saw her in anyway without the presence of a legal team. That's what happened. And what then happened is, unlike the lies that are in your letter, the public protector gave us the instruction to consult with Ms. Mvuyani, which we did before the payment of the amount by the public protector. So without, and you were telling us that the reason that we were not being paid was because of PFMA, which was another lie. Because if it was for PFMA, why did they pay 100% yesterday? Are they now breaching the PFMA? These are the things that are in your letter which you don't want us to discuss. And I'm saying through all that mess, which I don't want to discuss now, what actually happened is that Ms. Mvuyani was, let's say, caught in the crossfire and was not given her right as a witness to make a statement, which she instead she was lied about. That's not a small matter. If you don't respect our rights, at least you must respect the rights of Ms. Mvuyani, and you must respect the rights of the public protector and the rights of the public, which is going to listen to her testimony. This is not we're not just going through the motions here just to reach the finish line. We're having an inquiry. An inquiry means there must be witnesses who must be properly sworn in, who must make statements if they so wish, and must then be led. That's what an inquiry is. We're not running a kangaroo court here or a shebeen brawl. Okay, so that's the
point of order
we're putting on the table, and you have to at least consider it. That's what I keep on saying to you. And consider it from all the points of view I'm talking about, from our point
Thank
of
you.
View as the professionals who have to do the work, from your point of view as the chair, from the point of view of the witness, point of view of the public, and the point of view of the members. That's your job.
Okay.
That's what you get paid for. And it's not for you who gets paid every month to tell us when we must be paid. It's very rich coming from
point
you.
Of order, Chair.
Sorry, just hold on.
No, this is not
Advocate Mpofu. Advocate Mpofu, I want you to proceed.
No, you can't be abusing us like this, man, Janji.
Please proceed and ask the questions from Ms. Bianca Mvuyani. Please proceed, Advocate Mpofu.
No, Chairperson, I'm simply responding to the issue. I will proceed. I'm responding to the issue of you trivializing everything that we're raising with you. I'm sitting here with members of my team who have had to liquidate their policies for their children's education. And you, everyone here gets paid, including the evidence leaders, in fact, including even the public protector. But we must sit here and be enslaved by you and be told that, you know, we should just get on with it. It's not right, Mr. Judge. It is not right.
Point of order, Chair.
After this point of order, I want you to proceed. I've listened to you now, Advocate Mpofu. Honorable Milam.
Chairperson, you asked Advocate Mpofu to moderate his language earlier. He has called this committee a kangaroo court. He's referred to it as a Shabeen brawl. He's now
Chair,
I'm on the floor.
That's not true. I said it is not a kangaroo court.
You've not been recognized.
Don't lie, man.
Mr. Mpofu, you've not been recognized.
But he mustn't distort me like
you have not been recognized, Mr. Mpofu. Please mute.
I said it's not a kangaroo court.
Please mute, Mr. Mpofu. You're not going to repeat that again. Honorable Milam.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, my point is this, that you've made a ruling that we proceed with the examination of this witness, with the evidence from Mr. Mpofu, from the witness, and I now ask that we do so. Any further delays are spurious and obstructive to the process of this committee, and we cannot continue debating and going around in circles over issues that are irrelevant to the questions before it. So can we ask that Mr. Mpofu puts his questions to the witness?
Sir, can I raise a point of order?
I don't recognize you. I have a hand that I'm recognized.
Okay, sorry.
Well,
Chairperson, thank you. I thought, Chair, you made a ruling. And I think issues which need to be discussed will be done after we have received a report, as other honorable members has indicated. I think that will assist us. So I'm requesting that we proceed and be given that opportunity to get those response in writing as honorable members so that we can be able to engage. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Suela. Advocate Mpofu, please proceed and put questions to the witness.
No, I wanted to raise a point of order first.
Please proceed, Advocate Mpofu.
Yeah, can I proceed with my point of order?
Please proceed, yes.
Thank you, Chair. So, no, Chair, I don't know what there's nothing about putting anything in writing. We're now talking about the witness that whose statement is not before the committee. That's exactly what we want to do, to put it in writing. So I don't know what that's about. But also, Chair, I just want to raise an objection. If you said I must moderate my language and you allow Mr. Milam to say that what I'm saying is spurious, Is that moderation of language only reserved to people like me, or does it apply to people like him? Otherwise, I'd like him to withdraw that. What I'm saying here is a serious matter that affects people's lives. It's not spurious. If it's spurious to him when he gets paid every month to sit here, and he expects us to sit here and not get paid, as if our children are lesser than his children, then he might regard it as spurious. This is a serious, serious message, Chairperson. Whether you like it or not, you don't know what I'm dealing with here. I'm dealing with a situation, and I've been trying so hard. Your evidence leaders will tell you to try and get this situation not to reach this point. But you are driving us out of this process. You really are. You really are.
Thank you, Advocate Mpofu. Honorable Gondwe, Sukas, and Mwala.
Chairperson, I was just
checking. No, Maila must withdraw first. Mr. Maila must withdraw the insult.
Honorable and Advocate Mpofu, please allow the chair to direct the meeting.
Okay.
Honorable Gondwe.
Chair, the time now is 12 minutes to 11. We spent 2 hours, a whole solid 2 hours, going back and forth on this issue. I thought we'd agreed.
Instead of 15 minutes.
I thought we had agreed that we'll pass this letter issue requested Advocate Mpofu to put his concerns in writing so that we are aware of where the points of contention are. Can we please, and I'm asking this respectfully, can we please carry on with, you know, putting questions to Ms. Bianca Mbuyana? Time is really not on our side, Chairperson, and I think that the situation is becoming untenable by the... Honestly speaking, Chairperson, we just want to do our job. We've been deployed by respective parties onto this committee, and we are finding that instead of getting to the crux of the matter, we are busy dealing with things that are not even relevant to this inquiry. So through you, Chairperson, can we please, please proceed? Time is not on our side. At 2 o'clock, we have to be at a sitting, a house sitting. And, you know, we were told to be here at 9. We were here on time. So can we please proceed? And Advocate Mpofu, please allow us. This matter will be dealt with at a later stage. I thought we agreed on that point. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Gonde. Honorable Sukas.
Chair, I think I want to take your lead to really be extremely patient. But I feel exactly as Honorable Gondwe said. We cannot have a process that has a particular aim becoming derailed by issues that a path has been set for it. And the problem that we're having now is that the parliamentary process is actually being hijacked by minor issues that we have made accommodation for. And I also want to plead that we proceed because, unfortunately, most of the members that are sitting here has responsibilities that goes beyond just this committee. But the aim of this committee is to hold the public protector accountable. And we need an answer. Are we going to be obstructed or is there going to be collaboration to make sure that we actually do the end game? I think we need an answer to that because it is actually having an impact on every single person that is part of this process. And we cannot have the manner of aggression that continuously getting meted out because it does affect everybody that is part of the process as well. So language is important and tone is important. And it is Parliament. Yes, Parliament of South Africa. So either we disrespect the public, disrespect members of Parliament and the institution, because that is the impression that we're getting, that we are being disrespected, Parliament is being disrespected, and the people are being disrespected. Forget about everybody else that, as Advocate Mpofu here, has very eloquently stated in what manner his team has felt offended. So I want to put it on record that as a member of Parliament, I feel offended, feel harassed and abused by the continued aggression being displayed by the advocate. And also as a member of this committee to say that the work of this committee is being obstructed.
Thank you, Honorable Sukas. Honorable Ngwala.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I think the witness on stand was subpoenaed to appear before the committee on Monday. In the presence of the public protector here at M46, there was a submission of a discontent about non-payment of the legal team of the public protector. This committee chair took a commitment out of an issue that was done not by even Parliament, that because we understand the pain and the situation the legal team is in due to non-payment. Let's leave the issues around non-payment. We won't go there. We committed that we are constantly going to communicate with PPSA so that this matter be resolved. We made a commitment that we are going to ensure that when we resume again with the witness, these matters must have been dealt with properly so that we don't have any further matters to delay us. We are glad to know today that indeed the payment was done to the legal team. So we see that there is an issue about a letter now, a new matter in this morning. I recall that in our emails, there are many correspondences that were sent, not only one letter. Now, in trying to mitigate the situation, committee said, we are going to deal with all the communiques to the committee at once. And they even went further to propose that on Monday, let's have a particular time of the committee where it deals directly with issues of a communique to the committee. Now, I want to plead with you, Advocate Mpofu, that as much as it is right, we do listen when issues are ventilated in the committee. But we have further made sure that we give direction to it, that we're going to entertain this matter, we're going to attend to it. Can you now proceed with the witness? With at the back of our mind that this is the last day that at which the witness was subpoenaed. So we are indeed running out of time in respect of doing the work with the witness on stand. Then we can deal with other matters as proposed by committee members. So can you please proceed with the evidence of the committee? We've been sitting here keeping quiet, trying to listen what is happening, trying to think what is the best way of dealing with this matter. So could we please proceed now? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Ngola. Honorable Lumele.
Now, thank you, Honorable Chair. Thanks to members, to the public protector and the legal team. I think most of the points I wanted to raise have been raised by Honorable Ngola. That Chair, indeed, there were matters that the committee necessarily or ordinarily would not deal with them. But as they were considered to be a stumbling block in the work of the committee, you had to attend to those. And that talks to the payment question. And happily, like Honorable Ngola has raised the point, is that then that matter is now been addressed, which allows us to proceed in that school. And that the letter that has been discussed, that has also been considered even without that response in writing, that there may be issues about the letter. However, reduce that to writing. And I thought we have also passed that point. I think the point that's being raised, Chair, relates to what I will say is a preliminary point raised by Advocate Mpofu about just the statement question, whether the witness may have been misrepresented or not. And I think the point having been made, it's a point we should be able to entertain later as we are also interrogating the information before us, so that the source and everything else gets clarified at that point, which is a matter also that should have arisen on Monday. Because the understanding was that we are proceeding on that understanding, that there's no statement for us and there's not been an objection to that matter. So I thought it's important that we have that clarity, that there's not been a problem by Monday. It may be a matter that has arisen out of that consultation post-Monday. And we note that. And it's a matter that we're saying should be dealt with. The only reason we may not proceed, Chair, which is what I couldn't hear to be coming out from Advocate Mpofu, I hear the opposite of it, is that whilst I raise this point of the statement, it does not mean I have not prepared my witness, and hence I'm ready to proceed, Chair, if these matters are dealt with. So we are not getting a sense that there has not been preparation of the witness, meaning that Advocate Mpofu did not come before the committee unprepared. He came to the committee prepared, but had those concerns. And I'm saying, Chair, it should not come as though they are brushed away. We need to get that we're still having other witnesses that will come before the committee. And if those matters don't get clarified, we may get to a point where you have an agenda and you have to shift from the agenda because you have to address concerns that could have been raised probably earlier. So I'm joining Honorable Ngola in pleading that based on the preparations, given these conditions, we proceed. And as we proceed, we take note of this point. And I think when we get to questions, we can't escape this point, Chair. As I say, so that is clarified even for the future witnesses that will come before the committee, that there's no distortion or misrepresentation that can happen in between. So I plead, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Members, for your inputs. I now hand over to Advocate Mbofu to, as pleaded, but also as directed, to proceed with the witness.
Yes, Chair, but I must respond to what has been said to me. Firstly, with Honorable Sukas, I don't know what she means by that we are obstructing. And then she tells us that we are abusing her. We're not obstructing or abusing her. She doesn't have to be abused. If she's abused, she abused herself by standing as a member of parliament. We are saying that, and we're saying this in the most, respectful way we can do it. And that's why I was saying to you, Chair, that if you say tone is important, it's important for Honorable Milham and also for Honorable Sukas. We're not here to be insulted by her either. So that's we're raising very serious issues here. But let's move on to the more serious inputs. This Honorable Ngola is quite right that we should try and find and by making that proposal. The problem, Honorable Ngola, is that these issues are interrelated. So it's not easy to separate them. The reason why the witness doesn't have a statement is because of the issue that played out since last Friday up to now. So those are two sides of the same coin. And I'm going to make a proposal of my own at the end, maybe of how we can come out of this. Yeah. Also the same with Honorable Maneli. These issues are not, you can't just brush it aside. You see, the problem is that this process has already been afflicted by this issue of the predetermined outcome. As if we're just going through the motions now, let's just quickly call and then, chop the head off. No, this is an inquiry. You have been tasked as a committee to do an inquiry, which means you must listen to witnesses, properly sworn in, properly we have taken the oath, and we have we're giving statements. And look at their statements objectively, dispassionately, and make up your mind. Don't just, this is not a sausage machine which just produces impeachment outcomes. So that's what should happen. So we can't just have a sham of a process just for the sake of finishing. The regulation says the process must be fair, reasonable, and finish within a reasonable time. So we can't just read the last part about finishing in a reasonable time and have an unfair and unreasonable process. Because either all of those things have to be balanced. That's the job of the committee. That's the job of all of us. That's the job of the chair. And we are appealing for those, your own prescripts, to be respected by you. That's all we're doing. So maybe this is the proposal, Chair, which I want to make, which hopefully will be constructive. Can you give us an opportunity to talk to the witness? If she's willing to proceed without making a statement, then we will communicate that to you. But if she wants to exercise her rights to make a statement, as she has indicated, then we will also communicate that to you. Then you can rule whatever you want to happen, will happen. Because she's our witness, after all.
She's your witness. That's why I asked you to proceed with the witness.
Yes. Yeah. Well, now I want to consult with my witness. I'm saying to you that if she wants to exercise her right to make a statement, she'll make a statement. If she wants to, she's happy to proceed as Honorable Maneli and Lola were suggesting, without having done so, or as you called it, to waive her right to do so, then we will report that back to you. And also take instructions from our client, who is the person who called her in the first place.
Honorable Gondwe.
Yeah, through you, I just have one question. Is Advocate Mpofu ready to ask this question, this witness questions? Because this question of the statement, we've long passed that. We've said, fine, we agree she doesn't have a statement. Let's proceed. We can proceed whether or not there's an affidavit or a statement. The point of the matter is that proceedings are recorded. So when you give oral evidence, you're just supplementing or repeating what is already in the affidavit. Am I correct? So is Advocate Mpofu ready or not? Because we are here, and you would think that, you know, this is their witness and they want their version of events, you know, related to this committee. But this back and forth, I'm starting to think otherwise.
Thank you, Honorable Gondwe. Honorable Luzibo.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Chair. Good morning, everyone, colleagues, and the PP's team. Let me just say to Advocate Mpofu, I like sausage and it's always well processed. So it's one of the nice food to have. But
you're saying it's well processed.
Well processed. Now, on a serious note, Chair, let me make this point first, because I think it's important that when we proceed, we understand that we're a committee of the National Assembly. Whether there was a ruling on your part, I thought I was going to raise this issue at the tail end, because regardless of what is, it remains a standing procedure of Parliament that what is 80 seat is what is a subject of that meeting. So when you put and say the committee on this day will be dealing with this matter, you can then, in the meeting, bring in something new. We have had that experience before. And we're told, because there is something called public participation, some people in the proceedings of activities of Parliament, they choose which areas they have got an interest on. And therefore, there is the Parliament, out of carefulness, made that conclusion that you may be seen to be misleading Parliament to say you'll be dealing with this item and then you bring in another. I'm just saying, regardless of whatever item, not just only this one. So that ruling of the chair, it must be referenced to the procedure of committee meetings. The third point, which I raised this thing when we're dealing with the guidelines, to say, if we continue, and I think that's what Honorable Manila was trying to say, ordinarily, before you proceed with matters, procedure says, Chair, I've got point and limine, or points and limine. And these points and limine get stated, and a ruling is made on the points and limine. And then what happens is, what recourse do you have on that? On that procedure, I'm worried that points and limine just come at any given moment, not being part of the procedure of the meeting. And again, my appeal will be for future references, not now. For future references, because I would say now there is indirect, let me say in inverted commas, a point and limine that is being raised that requires the chair now to make a ruling. I thought that's what Advocate Mpofu said. He's expecting you to make a ruling. I would say, let's get the ruling. When that ruling it is made, we then proceed with the meeting. If then there is an objection on the ruling, the normal procedure that we agreed on the guidelines then be followed. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Lizipo.
for the next few hours, we have a witness that has been summoned and subpoenaed here. Advocate Mpofu has made a proposal. I declined that proposal as a chair, and I want to make a further ruling that Mr. Mpofu asked the question from the witness who is here. You asked your first question. We have been spending a lot of time on it, which relates to the statement. I want you to proceed to further question. I don't want to go to Ms. Honorable Gondwe's question at this stage. I would be astounded if I had to entertain that. But I want you to proceed and ask the witness the questions. She is here to do this oral evidence. Please proceed.
So you're denying me an opportunity to consult with the witness?
Don't change it. It's not consulting.
I said consulting. What do you mean I changed it? I said go to the
record. Don't respond. Don't respond whilst I'm speaking.
No, but you always distort me. You forced me to
respond. Don't respond whilst I'm speaking. Advocate Mpofu, please proceed and ask the questions to the witness. I've made a ruling about what you asked.
Are you not denying me the opportunity to consult with the witness? It's a simple question.
Repeat, please proceed and ask the witness the questions.
But no, Mr. Janji, I've asked you for an opportunity to consult with the witness and my client. If you are denying me that opportunity, you must have the the courage to say so. I've asked for an opportunity to consult with the witness and my client.
Advocate Mpofu, we are not going to have this dialogue. You've had an ample opportunity since November 2022 to consult with your client. Even last night.
No, I want to consult on this matter. It didn't arrive.
Wait, Advocate Mpofu, please be ruling in this committee.
Yeah, but I was still talking, Chair. I was still talking. I'm not interrupting.
Please mute Advocate Mpofu Tsepo. Please mute him. Please mute him. Advocate Mpofu, please proceed and ask the witness that you asked since November 2022 as a public protector to come here, which this committee took all the trouble to seek for concurrence of the summons and everything else until she was here. She did not come here voluntarily. This witness has been summoned to be here since Monday, and we've got to get that at work. Please proceed and ask the questions.
I will do so.
I'm noting that ruling, Advocate Mpofu. If you want,
no, but Chair, you can't.
If you are not ready, if you are not ready, and you want to waive your right,
no, I'm more than ready. I'm ready for a fair process.
I'm not entertaining now any other issue. I want you to proceed with the witness.
No, Chair, the matter did not arise in November 2022. It arose on Sunday, when your committee distorted the views of the witness and said that she opted not to make a statement. That's when the matter arose. And it also arose last night when it was communicated to me. And I'm communicating it to the committee as a matter of concern. So don't go to November 2022. That is not when the problem was created. And it was not created by me. It was not created by Ms. Mvuyana. It was created by the committee and its secretariat. Okay? And it was also created by PPSA by abusing us, which is the related matter. So I'm not going, you can't say I must proceed when you're just distorting things that I've just said now. And I'm appealing to you to be sensitive to the rights of the witness and the rights of the public protector. You don't have to be sensitive to me. I don't need it. But you can just honor the rights of the public protector and the witness so that I can consult with them if they are prepared to proceed on the unfair basis that you, an illegal basis that you propose, then I will let you know. I don't know what, I mean, I said to you, I asked for 5 minutes. Now you've wasted 15 minutes.
Thank you, Advocate Mpofu.
You know?
The ruling stands, please proceed, ask the questions to the witness. I'm not going to repeat.
What questions? How can I ask questions?
Please proceed.
What questions must I ask to a witness who wants
to... Unless you are not ready you are not prepared to ask any questions.
I am more than
please
prepared.
Please proceed, Advocate Mpofu.
You must know that. I'm more than prepared, Chairperson.
And please proceed.
I'm prepared for fairness.
You have the time between now and 1 o'clock. This is the time that you have.
Yeah.
Between 1 o'clock and 1
I'm prepared
o'clock.
For a fair process, not for a kangaroo court. That's what I'm prepared for. I'm prepared to ask questions when the witness has exercised their rights and when my client has exercised her rights. I don't care what anyone else thinks about it, quite frankly. I'm discharging my duties to ensure that there is fairness.
Advocate Mpofu, please
yeah.
Pause. I want you to proceed and ask the question to the witness. Please proceed with the witness.
You don't want to listen to me.
Proceed with the witness, Advocate Mpofu.
I want to consult, Mr. Janji. It's my right.
Proceed with the witness, Advocate Mpofu.
No, I don't want to consult in public.
You have the time between now and 1 o'clock.
Yeah, okay, well, no, I need only 5 minutes. I don't need between 1 hour and 1 o'clock.
We will soon take a break, but for now, I want you to proceed with the witness.
No, Chair, I want to consult first. My client wants to consult with me. She wants to consult with me.
Advocate Mpofu, I'm making a ruling as a chairperson to proceed, or else you indicate if you want to forfeit this opportunity.
Yes, but I asked you nicely. I asked you nicely, are you denying me the opportunity to consult with the witness and the client? Yes or no?
Proceed with the witness.
Ah. Well, I don't know what you expect me to do now.
I expect you to do what we're here for today, which you have asked for this witness to be subpoenaed. That's what I expect you to do.
Give me an opportunity. Well, let me go and consult with my seniors then as to what to do when I'm being denied an opportunity to discharge my professional duties. Must I obey you or my client?
I'm not going to respond to that. I'm only asking you to proceed with the witness.
No, I'm asking, Chair, it's a serious question. I'm saying the client wants to consult with me. You want me to proceed. I understand that. But what do you think is my duty? Is it to you or to the client? I don't know myself the answer, so I need to go and find out.
I'm not going to answer that irrelevant question. Honorable members.
It's not irrelevant. What must I do now? What would you do if you are in my place?
We'll take a tea break for 15 minutes and come back and proceed with the witness. And
I'll use that to break.
Today we'll proceed with this witness if Advocate Mpofu intends to play what he's playing now.
I'm not playing, Mr. Jan. I'm not playing. This is not a game, sir. This is not a game.
But Chair, can Advocate Mpofu respect you as a chairperson, please? You're not going to be subjected to this again.
And they must say I'm playing a game, Mr. Ngozi. You think this is a game where
Mr. Ngozi?
You are very disrespectful.
Recording in progress.
We can't take this anymore.
Don't shout.
You are disrespectful. You are disrespectful. You must relax yourself.
Relax.
You are very disrespectful. Chairperson, make a ruling on this.
Recording stopped.
Yeah.
Recording in progress.
Welcome back.
Thank you to everybody. Time now is 11:30. We now resume with our work. I'm just going to do the following two things. I'm going to give Advocate Mpofu, the PP legal team, the last opportunity to proceed with the witness. Depending on that, I will make a ruling. Please proceed, Advocate Mpofu, and interrupt questions to the witness.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yes, thank you, Chairperson. As I indicated before, that I would utilize the tea break to do the consultations that I was asking for. I have consulted with the client, and I've consulted with the witness, and I've also consulted with the bar counsel. The position is the following, Chairperson. The client would like to exercise their right to have the witness having made a statement, unlike the distorted statement that was made on her behalf. The witness is also would prefer to make a statement, and more importantly, I explained to her the issue of the subpoena. She's willing to return if and when suitable arrangements are made. When she has exercised her right to make a statement, she'll be more comfortable to testify under those conditions, and she's not comfortable to testify under these conditions. And then I've explained the situation, given the short time available, to the bar counsel, and I've explained that I'm caught between instructions from the client and your ruling, and they've agreed that I should obey the instructions of my client. So that's the position.
Thank you. Thank you, Advocate Mpofu. If I hear you properly, just before I make the ruling, you essentially are proposing a postponement of this hearing and session. That's a first thing.
Okay. Sorry.
Please make sure that Mr. Mpofu is muted.
I don't have to make sure I've muted myself.
Please make sure Tsepo, Mr. Mpofu is muted as I speak. Because that suggestion effectively is suggesting that we postpone our work, and I want to say as a chair, that would not be done, to just postpone work on the basis of what is being said. Secondly, from what you have just put forward, the PP and the legal team, you're waiving the right, your right to interact with this witness. I think we should accept that.
No, don't accept it. I didn't say that.
Please mute Mr. Mpofu, because I'm speaking now.
Don't distort me.
Stay muted. I'm going to make a ruling that you've waived your right to put questions to the witness. I'm not going to go into any conspiracy, whether it is about preparedness or not preparedness. But effectively what you're saying, you have no further questions that you want to ask to the witness. With that, colleagues, as members of this committee, I want to proceed with the work of this committee. And I'm going to ask the evidence leaders as the next group of people who must pose questions before members to take the stand and interact with the witness. And thereafter, members will conclude as we normally do. We're not going to force the public protector to interact with the witness when They have no intentions to do that. We have been doing that for hours now. And I think we have to get to the point where we proceed with the normal proceedings of this committee. Honorable members, anyone amongst you who has a grief with that, please indicate. No one. Thank you. We are going to proceed. I'm now going to check with the evidence leaders. Your readiness might not have been ready for this early, but I hope that you would have prepared to start interacting with the witness. Let me, as I call you, Ms. Mvuyana, please switch on your camera and unmute. Are you there?
Yes, Chair, I'm here.
Thank you. You are now going to have an interaction with the evidence leaders. Over to you, Advocate Bauer.
Good day, Ms. Fuyana.
Good day.
Well, can I maybe start by saying that you are not the subject of this investigation. And the questions that I pose to you should not be perceived as subjecting you to an investigation. If we can.
All right. Noted.
And there are certain matters that arise from the motion in the relation to which you have knowledge, and the questions are endeavored to ascertain if you are in a position to assist the committee in that regard.
Yes.
If at any stage I ask you something that you are not sure about or you do not understand the question,
just pause, Advocate Bauer. Honorable Heron.
Sorry, Chair. I don't know if it's just my system, but it's very, very difficult to hear Advocate Bauer. If you could, also, I couldn't hear Honorable Gondwa when she was making input, so I don't know if there's a problem with the mics in the Marx building, but can we get the volume increased? Sorry about that.
Thank you, Honorable Heron. Just get closer, Advocate Bauer, to the mic, and we'll ask the IT also to improve the volume. Thank you for bringing that up to us.
You are employed as an investigator at the Office of the Public Protector South Africa, correct?
Yes, currently senior investigator though.
Chairperson?
Just Advocate Bauer. Mr. Poffo?
Yeah, Chairperson, no, before you mute me again, I just want to say that I object to Advocate Bauer asking questions when I've explained that there's a ruling of the Bar Council on this matter, and that the witness would like to exercise the right to make a statement.
Thank you, Advocate Mbofu. I note your objection. This Committee of Parliament proceeds with its inquiry. We will attend to those issues. This is a Committee of Parliament doing its work, which is our constitutional obligation. All of you are subjected to that process. Please proceed, Advocate Bauer.
Thank you.
But how are you proceeding here when you are told there are issues? Please speak to the issues.
You have not been recognized.
No, speak to the issues.
You have not been recognized to speak, and you have not even raised a hand.
Honorable
speak
Malema,
to the issues. There's no problem. Speak to the issues. He's raising
you
issues.
You are not going to do that, Honorable Malema. Honorable Malema, you're going to be orderly here.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do what? What will you do?
You can't just speak. You raise
what
your hand
you
or you call a point of order.
You're out of order. I'm calling a point of order.
You've not called a point of order.
I'm saying point of order.
Then I recognize you. Thank you. Go ahead.
Chair, please address the issues that Advocate Mpofu is raising. You can't just say, no, we're proceeding when he says that this objection based on those issues, and then you don't speak to them. You just say, no, we're proceeding as this Committee of Parliament.
Thank you, Honorable Malema. Unfortunately, your point of order is not sustained. His objection, I have noted his objection, and we're proceeding. Please, proceed as your power.
Chair. I promise you this is the last time I'm going to speak.
I have not recognized you. And Advocate Bauer is on the stand with the witness.
Yes, I want to make a point of order, Chair. Please, before I want you to hear from me again.
Go ahead.
Okay. Chairperson, I'm really appealing to you. I've said to you that we have a witness who says she has not made a statement. She wishes to make a statement. We have a client who called that witness who says that she wants the witness to be proceeded with after making a statement. How can anyone ask her any question? She was brought here by the public protector. Question for what? By who? The public protector who brought her here says that she would like to proceed on the basis of the witness having made a statement. Your committee, probably maybe inadvertently, misrepresented the witness and said she says she doesn't wish to make a statement. That's what has brought us to this point. And you are now saying that Advocate Bauer must ask questions to my witness. What questions is she going to ask? There's no statement. There's no evidence has been led. You did not call this witness as a witness of the committee. The evidence leader did not call this witness. What questions are you going to ask her? Why don't you just go and ask anyone in the street questions then if you feel like asking questions? This is not your witness.
Thank you.
And it's not, no, just wait, please. And the point I'm simply making, Chairperson, is that what you're doing is just wrong. You know, and at least you must know that it's wrong, so that if you continue doing it, that's fine. But you must know that it's wrong. Nobody has any right to ask any questions from this witness when the person who called the witness here and caused her to be subpoenaed has not led the witness. And the witness, as a citizen of South Africa, has expressed a wish to make a statement. Really,
thank you. Thank you, Advocate Mpofu. That point of order is not sustained. And I want to indicate to you that on Monday, Ms. Bianca Mvuyane took an oath and became a witness to this inquiry and this committee.
Yeah, but brought by us.
I've not asked for your response.
Okay, sorry.
So thank you for that. I'm going to ask Advocate Bauer to proceed to interact with the witness. I see the hand of Ms. Ibrahim.
Yeah, you must see my hand also.
Thank you, Chairperson. May I proceed?
Please go ahead.
Chairperson, apologies. I've missed some of what's just transpired in the last half an hour because I've been at a doctor's appointment. But if I'm understanding correctly, the witness is now saying that she does wish to submit a statement. I just want to point out, Chair, that fairness extends to the witness as well, and not just to the public protector. So I just wanted to raise that perhaps consideration should be given to her if that is what she wants to do. I'm not clear as to who is expected to assist with that statement or if she is going to want to do that herself, because my understanding is that she was a witness on the public protector's list, that she has been consulting with them and so on. And I, of course, even made attempts to facilitate that consultation in the last few days. Thank you, Chair.
Yes. Thank you, we'll make the statement.
Thank you, Mr. Brian. I did not recognize you. Please mute Mr. Mbofu, Advocate Bauer.
Chair, you can't say Advocate Bauer. I'm here. I raised my hand.
I did not see your hand. My apology. There's no hand. I still don't see it, but go ahead.
Chair. We can't proceed in the manner you are suggesting. It doesn't mean when a person has taken an oath and that these developments, we must be blind to those developments. Allow the witness to do what she will be comfortable with. And then in that way, this process becomes a fair process even to her. And I don't know from which ethical point of view advocate that is going to ask questions now will be coming from, because the other side has not led any case now. And it is all fair that we allow the witness to go and make the statement and then allow the team to lead evidence. And then from there, they can come and ask questions. But the way you want to proceed, you want to involve us in things that are procedurally unfair, you know. And now, the witness will proceed, because even the way you speak, you speak like you intimidate people, like you own this place, like it's a chicken farm or something. You speak to us like we are your children or something like that. Obviously, the witness is going to be intimidated that if this person can speak to people like this, who am I? Ordinarily, we should be listening to her and make her feel comfortable and then do what she's asked to do. Allow her to do that. She's not a suspect. She's not being prosecuted. She's here to help the committee. The committee must help her in order for her to help the committee. Please, let's not be in a rush here. And let's help her. Let's allow her to go and make a statement, Chair. I think it's only fair that we do that.
Thank you, Honorable Malema. My apologies if you feel intimidated by the Chair. Let me recognize Honorable
Malema. You will never intimidate me, man. You don't qualify.
Honorable Zipo, Honorable Maneli, in that order.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, sitting here, one is wondering whether Advocate Mpofu is representing the witness or the public protector. Because on Monday, Advocate Mpofu was not here. The witness did not have a problem with coming before the committee and be questioned. Now, all of a sudden, we can't even hear the witness, or we don't even know whether the witness is saying she needs to be given a chance to go back and make a statement. Rather, the views of the witness is coming to the committee through Advocate Mpofu. So really, I don't know what is happening. I'm wondering where I'm sitting, whether Advocate Mpofu is representing the public protector and the witness as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The witness is in session with Advocate Bauer as we speak. Honorable Maneli?
No, thanks, Chair. Chair, I just wanted to go back to this point that you've now made, that the witness is on the platform engaging. And I want to go back to that point that on Monday, this is the reason we're proceeding. On Monday, there was interaction with the witness. There was no objection. I want to still state that. And if there are new developments, so far that has not been communicated by the subpoenaed witness, because that for me it's important in that we shouldn't treat it as a normal witness who could have put a statement in November last year. So we are in a situation that's different in terms of how that witness has cooperated with the PP's team, and that's why the committee was asked to come in. Otherwise, necessarily it should have been voluntarily that the witness would want to cooperate and do that. So I'm just saying the witness is here. It's not like the witness is outside somewhere. It's on the platform. And as you were to proceed, that could not come out from the witness herself, that I'm unable to interact with the advocate Bauer. So I just thought it's important to still bring that point with all the new developments that are spoken about, that the witness is still cooperating with the process as subpoenaed by the committee. Thank you.
Thank you. Honorable Luzipo.
No, thank you, Chair. I wanted to, because the difficulty here is that in the midst of evidence being led, something then comes in. That evidence is not taken to conclusion. For an example, the question that was raised by Advocate Prof was, did you elect or select not to depose a statement? And the witness said, what is written there is not what she voluntarily agreed to. I would have expected the next question would be, having seen this, would you now state whether you want to make a statement? And then if the witness then says, makes a statement, that is taken as an application to this committee to be allowed to make a statement. But with the intervention, Chair, I'm not sure now who would ask that question. But with the intervention of the legal services, somewhere either from the chair or from the evidence leaders now must be able to put that question to the witness. And then a ruling and a decision or whatever be made on the response of the witness, who is a witness in the committee. I think sometimes the way we speak as if the witness is not on the witness box. Is there, I would say, in legal terms, if it was a judicial person sitting there, the judge would ask that question to the witness directly, and the witness will be able to respond and then make a determination. So I would say, Chair, maybe my appeal would be, for the sake of the rules of fairness and equity, let's make that consideration for the witness herself and then make a determination after that response has been received.
Thank you, Honorable Luzipo. Any other members? We're not going to speak on behalf of the witness. If the witness has difficulties, he will indicate so. For now, we've started a process with Advocate Bauer interacting with the witness, and that's what has been disrupted. We're beyond the statement issue at this stage. Advocate Bauer?
On a point of order, Chair.
Yes, Honorable Malem.
The last speaker's intervention, Chair. I don't understand why do you have this type of attitude, really. And that you give yourself this attitude of thinking you can run this committee alone without wisdom from other members of the committee. The last speaker says, put the question to the witness. And then that's how you close this matter. We've all said what we want to say. But since this matter has started, does she want to dispose a statement or not? And then the matter gets closed.
Thank you, Honorable Malema.
Take our views into consideration if you want us to feel comfortable in this committee.
Well, my comfortability is not dependent on any other thing except directing this committee and providing leadership as a chair. Please don't go there. I want to proceed, colleagues, that questions have been asked to the witness. The witness is responding to the questions. The issue of the statement is irrelevant unless that is going to be raised. Advocate Bauer. Please mute.
Sorry, Miss Vianna, you on mute.
Yes, I am on mute.
Chair, I've got my hand up for a point of order.
Sorry.
Please don't disrupt the proceedings. We are now proceeding with the witness.
I have my hand up. You are not.
You've had your time, Advocate Mpofu. You've had your time. I've given you time. Please don't disrupt our process.
I'm not disrupting. It's a point of order, Chair.
What's the point of order, Advocate Mpofu?
Chairperson, the legal advisor of Parliament told you that you are now violating the rights of the witness.
That's not the point of order.
No,
I've ruled on that. That's not the point of order. Please, the point of order is not sustained, if that's your point of order.
I've not Advocate made Bauer. It. You can't sustain it, object. I've not made
Thank
it.
Thank you. Thank you. Advocate Bauer?
But Chair, he has not made his point. He has not made his point. You can't run a meeting like that. Allow him to finish his point.
This is going to be the last time, Honorable Malema, you just speak without being recognized. I've raised this before. Please mute Honorable Malema. Advocate Bauer.
Chair.
Advocate Bauer.
Ms. Fuyana.
Yes, Ms. Bauer.
And
have you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. So, Ms. Fuyana, you have been subpoenaed to appear before the committee. And you did indicate on Monday to the committee that you did so because you didn't want to come to the committee as anybody's witness. Did I understand you correct?
Yes, you did. I'm not a witness. I am assisting the committee. But in my understanding, I've been subpoenaed on behalf of the public protector's team. So the reason for the issue of the statement is that yesterday we consulted with the team. We ventilated the issues and discussed what we would be brought forward and what questions would be asked. At the end of the consultation, as Mr. Mpofu has said, he then asked if I had refused. Why did I refuse to make a statement? I then said, I've never refused to make a statement. The time that I was called to make the statement, which was on Friday by Hangu, one of the representatives of the PP. We then arranged to have a consultation on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. On Saturday, they did not then communicate the next move, which I then find out on Monday was because of non-payment, etc. Now, I'm not involved, of course, in those issues. And we once we then realized that there was a misunderstanding of some sort, we have then agreed that no, a statement is a better route to go to present the evidence that is needed by the committee. Because one, there was not enough time for us yesterday to ventilate all those issues. So the reason for me not communicating, I had not been asked the question of whether or not I want to make a statement by the committee. Everyone is speaking over me, and unfortunately, I don't know how to raise a hand on this platform. I don't think I have the ability to. I think it's controlled by either Fatima. So now that I do have an opportunity to speak, I would like to make a statement before proceeding, and then we can proceed with any other questions that you may have after Advocate Bauer. Thank you. We can continue. The chair will make a ruling. Thank you.
Ms. Mbuyana, can I just clarify one other thing? I was advised that when Ms. Ibrahim contacted you, she told you that you were entitled to put in a statement. She didn't offer for the evidence leaders to assist you with a statement because you were on the confirmed witness list. You confirmed that she did indicate you that you were entitled to put in a statement.
She did, and I indicated that I will only proceed to even start drafting a statement once the subpoena is issued. The subpoena, as I'm saying, was issued on Friday morning. That's when I am now contacted by Hangwe, and we set up a time to do the statement.
So it's not correct. It is quite correct that when the secretary informs the members that you had opted not to put in a statement, which is the wording on the email, it actually is correct, because by the time that statement was...
No, hold on.
We can't abuse witnesses like this.
Advocate Bauer, yes. Please proceed. Mute Advocate
Bauer. No, Advocate Bauer is out of order. She's out of order.
Mute both of them.
Ms. Viana, when the Secretary of Parliament indicated to the members that you had opted not to put in a statement, it wouldn't be wrong, because by Sunday there was no statement before the committee. Would that be correct?
I'm sorry.
Chief. Advocate Mbofu, please stop what you're doing. There's an interaction between Advocate Bauer and the witness. You have no business of coming in between that. Please continue.
Oh, yes, right. Yes, they're right.
Continue muting both of them.
Are the right to object?
Yes, they're right to object. You can't stop him from objecting.
Okay, let me just do this. Honorable Malema, I've warned you. You are now doing what you should not be doing. You are deliberately disrespecting the chairperson of this committee, and you, in your own way, you want to render this session dysfunctional. I'm warning you. Proceed, Advocate Bauer.
Advocate Paul, just let me take this to it.
Yeah, well, you are not muted. I need to object.
Yeah. Ms. Viana, you indicated that you only got the subpoena on Friday, but I'm told that the subpoena was served on the 4th of February. Is there some misunderstanding between the Secretariat and yourself?
That's the friend. Chair, do you want us not to participate in this meeting?
I'm just checking my dates. Yes, it was served on the tenth. Yes, on the third. The email was sent via my PR, who's the public representative. I then received a call on that same Friday to arrange.
Sorry to interject in your meeting. Maybe we should ask the guys in the IT to stop muting the venue, because when Advocate Bauer was speaking, I'm sure no one could hear her as the venue was muted. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. It's not the venue that must be muted. I indicate who must be muted.
Can I proceed?
So you're muting the public protector then?
The question I asked the witness was, Ms. Viana, would you feel more comfortable in assisting the committee in dealing with the motion before the committee by providing a statement to the committee?
That you asked?
That is the question I asked. Would you as the witness prefer to make a statement to the committee?
Yes.
Would you prefer that the public protector's legal team assist you in making that statement, or would you prefer making that statement on your own?
The public protector's legal team?
Chair, I think in the circumstances, and given the witness's preference, my view is she should be allowed to make the statement.
Okay. Thank you, Advocate Bauer. Before I summarize and make a ruling, members,
so I don't close you out. Any of you wants to make a view? Honorable Mola, Honorable Sukas.
Well, thank you, Chair. I think it's all fairness that as the witness indicated that she would like to make a statement and be assisted by the legal team of the Public Protector, we can only honor that wish. And all I would like to check is that how long will that take us so that we're able to plan the committee program. Because remember, today were two sessions. The other one starts at 4. So how long can that process be allowed so that we understand better when do we come back? Thank you.
Thank you. I will respond on the process. Don't worry. Honorable Sukas.
Yeah, Chair, I wanted to ask the same question, but also to note, Chair, that the responsibilities, I think, for the whole morning, we have, you have in your ruling made it very clear whose responsibility it was for the witness to be prepared and for the statement to be for the statement to be drafted. And I think it should be noted then, because we cannot ignore the fact that it is part of the accountability part of the Public Protector and a duty to Parliament that this hearing here forms part of. And so the preparation of the witness, the statements that needed to be made, and the concessions and accommodations that was made by this committee should also be recognized. And then so should the responsibilities that were not executed should be noted as well. As to the working of the committee and what the impact of that should be. I think we also, in light of what has been branded about in the last 2 weeks around the costs of this committee and the duration and how it affects the budget of the Public Protector South Africa. It's within that light to note all of that, and the committee should consider those. Thank you.
Thank you. Honorable Gondo.
Hey, I was going to request through you, and I think I made this request previously, that we should look into what legal recourse we have as a committee. Because I'm starting to get concerned that some of these episodes are actually intended to delay and frustrate our work as a committee. They're preventing us from doing our work. We can't come here and sit here from 9 o'clock until this time, and we've done nothing in this time except to go back and forth on matters that could have been resolved in a back room or raised earlier. No, this is out of order, Chair. Please, Chair, look into what legal recourse we have as a committee. We are being prevented from doing our work by these intermittent delays, these constant delays, some of which I believe are being done on purpose. This issue could have been resolved. It was their responsibility to prepare this witness statement. So why was it not done before?
Thank you, Honorable Conde. Honorable Suela.
Thank you, Chairperson. Let's accept that she be given an opportunity to make a statement, but I'm just happy about the dates which have been clarified that it is not Friday, it was on the 3rd. I wanted us to note that. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Suela. Honorable Lizzie.
No, it's just if there's such a thing, a point of clarity. Maybe it will assist the committee going forward. Just a definition may assist of what is a subpoenaed witness, or on what grounds is a witness subpoenaed. Because I may make a layman's interpretation of a subpoenaed witness that it is an antagonistic witness. So I'm just saying, Chair, it must be clarified, because we will have a problem in future thinking that, because to me, the reasons and conditions that makes you to be subpoenaed still remains relevant in your participation as a witness at the moment of the witness. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Lucy, Honorable Maneli.
Thanks, Chair. Riding on that, I want to come back to the point I raised earlier on, that this matter will then be entertained at some point, not at that time. I think Honorable Lusipho raises this not for this witness, but also for the other witnesses. That the reason you would want the committee to intervene leaves an impression that that witness is antagonistic. But from what the witness has given us thus far, is the highest level of cooperation with the public protectors team. And in that, it then talks to the question asked again, whether we postpone on the basis that there is no preparedness, because that's different from just a statement. And from what the witness says, I waited for a particular time. There was an arrangement immediately, but that arrangement was not honored by those that need to make the preparation. Now, this talks to the time that you'll allocate to get that preparation done. You know, so with that, Chair, I'm saying we still, if there's commitment to move forward, those matters need to be cleared. This includes this communication that Honorable Gonde talks about, that at least when you see that there's going to be problems, and that's what has happened before, you will communicate that there may be problems, because it is not just the time we spend here and the costs and all that, but it talks to the functioning of a committee, that you come to a meeting to postpone it, instead of coming to a meeting to proceed with the business of that meeting. Right. And I'm just saying, when it is also not really in the purview of a committee to prepare your own witness, you had the responsibility to set up the time and you do not keep up to that time. So as you make the ruling even about time, I think let's keep that in mind. You still have other witnesses that may be subpoenaed. How do you treat that? Like I'm saying, we now know there's a high level of cooperation. Things can still proceed. Thank you.
Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Maneli. I now recognize Honorable Ngosi. Please mute Mr. Mbofu, because he's not been recognized. And he's not even raised a hand. Honorable Ngosi, members are now speaking. Members are speaking. Please mute him. Honorable Ngosi, go ahead.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you to all honorable members and the legal protectors team and the staff. Chairperson, one is that we have raised, or the committee has seriously raised the question of what recourse we have, as Uganda has stated several times. And this is prompted largely by the actions of the public protector and her legal team. And I also suggested that perhaps we need to go back to the National Assembly to give us the deadline for the conclusion of this process. And we work within that deadline in terms of its own rules, but also in terms of the particular directives that were issued and penned by and agreed by to by ourselves. So that's one aspect of how we're going to ensure that we finish this task within a reasonable time based on a resolution of those that constituted us. Oh, and I think the legal team, your legal team chair in the secretariat have said that it's not possible. But I think that we should be able to get a declarator that says the public protector must participate in this process without further delay and without raising unreasonable hindrances on the process. And that such a legal process be examined further by your legal team. It's not enough to say we must be firm. We're trying to be firm. We're trying to keep quiet in this meeting. We're trying to listen to you. We don't interject. But really, we are now abused to a point where we cannot take it beyond what is happening in this committee. The second thing, Chair, is in relation to the process now. I think, Chair, that for future witnesses, and as Honorable Noaneli and Luzipo indicates, I think for future purposes, it should be clarified why a subpoena is issued and what the purpose of that subpoena is and what is expected of that person. That at all times, as we respect the rights of everybody in this committee, even those that interject and whatever, at whatever point without being invited to do so, that the bounds of our directives and the rules relating to subpoenas should be adhered to, to the fullest. And the third point, which is an appeal, I think more to the public protector as a person that appears and takes accountability in this committee and in parliament, to ask of her legal representatives, particularly Advocate Dambofu, to moderate language. There's no school, Chairperson, where we are taught insults, where we are taught to be disrespectful. There's no such a school, which means anybody can do it. But the rules of this legislature requires that language that we use be appropriate. And language and be not only appropriate, but be the correct language that is utilized in engaging in discussions. And that I appeal to the public protector to bring to the attention of their legal representative that this is a serious process. She knows she will not go to the Portfolio Committee on Justice and behave in the manner her legal representative is doing in this committee. And Chair, that's my appeal. If it is not adhered to, we can resort to the same ourselves. We can resort to the same ourselves. There's no school that teaches insights. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Honorable Nkosi. I just want to indicate the following, colleagues. Just firstly on this issue, members having spoken so that I summarize what you're saying and try and give a ruling. Before I get to that point, Honorable Ngosi, you will be pleased to know that we actually are on a countdown now as this inquiry. After tomorrow or today, and we'll deal with that matter, we are left with three witnesses, Mr. Mataboge, Professor Madonsela, and the public protector. The National Assembly has long given us a deadline, and we keep revising it based on things that are beyond our control. And as things stand, this process, the outcome of it has got to be in front of the National Assembly by end of April. That's a very clear indication of the kind of work that is now outstanding that needs to be done. So whoever thought that there's a luxury of stretching things and elasticity, we've got to attend to that differently. So, before I come to this ruling, to indicate that on Tuesday, this committee is going to be hearing Mr. Mataboge as a witness coming in front of this committee. So far, that's the witness we have for the few days that we have for next week. The next date of a witness is the 1st of March. Professor Madonsela has confirmed the 1st of March to come to the committee and give testimony. The draft program that you have has also provided indicative dates of when the public protector must come in front of this committee. And that's what we have submitted. So we are not working on an open-ended process. We were very clear in that regard. And whoever thinks that we are going to be open-ended must review that thinking. As of what you have just said, in relation to this witness, the time for this witness in terms of being subpoenaed ends today. Okay? So, having listened to you being this with this firmness approach, which is important, therefore, the future continuation of this witness from today is going to be indefinite, because firstly, it will depend on the committee. The committee must again discuss the issues you have raised, colleagues, that you have picked up. The committee must discuss about whether we are going to re-subpoena this witness, and it will place in front of it all of the issues that you have raised here. It is a decision of the committee. So there's going to be no date here that will give about this witness coming back. Hence, I'm saying it's indefinite, because it's subject to that discussion of the committee and the committee taking a decision, and it could take any decision when it meets. Looked at issues of relevance and everything else. That's in the domain of the committee, nobody else. So when we convene that meeting, that's what the committee is going to do. And therefore, if you are postponing today, it's indefinite. And therefore, next week proceeds as planned, on Tuesday with Mr. Matabuche and so on. And I've already indicated what happens on the 1st of March. I've indicated what the draft program says. So it's in our hands as a committee. We're going to discuss that. Now that the time for subpoena has lapsed by today, it's not automatic that you just extend it in that particular way. So I want to say to the committee, we still have a space to discuss that. I hear all of you, honorable members, including the scenarios that you are painting, Honorable Maneli, about whether this could still constitute a subpoenaed witness or a voluntary witness and so on. We hear all of that, but let's not get into that point now. And so your point, I hope I'm addressing your point there, for Honorable Ngol, about the process. When I say it's indefinite, the committee must discuss it and satisfy itself, having gone through this process. Because remember, when we discuss about anybody that you subpoena, we get into those issues of relevance. We get into those issues of why this witness is being subpoenaed. We're going to have to do that as the committee. And now you've got with you this kind of experience in dealing with that. And so I'm not as well going to be releasing it later on, Ms. Vianne. She's not going to be given a date of when she's coming here. That timelines issues that you're talking about, even all of those issues, if she's continuing going to be a subpoenaed witness, will depend on the committee. Because that's the impression, that's a request that came to the committee. Hence, she was here today. I do want, so as I summarize, therefore, it's very clear that, and it's put very clear by the witness here.
Can we be unmuted, Chair?
You'll only be unmuted when we have to speak. Please mute him, because I'm on the chair. The witness has been very clear that could have been not available at some point, but became available. And that those who were supposed to have assisted her did not do that. And in this case, it's not just a general issue. It's important to make this point, and I'll make it as a chair, that the poor time management of the public protector team to interact with this witness cannot be passed on to the committee. It can't happen. The fact falls, you will know where it happened. It can't be passed on to this committee because the witnesses just confirmed that she would have been available the next day. There was no comeback, not from the evidence leaders, because they've got nothing to do with that. It is the public protector legal team has got to be placed on record firmly here. And I'm saying these are some of the things that we're going to have to take into account as we deliberate in the committee for the future, possible future coming back of this witness if she has to be subpoenaed, making that point quite firmly. Therefore, it's clear that at this stage, based on your own contributions as members, that we have to release Ms. Mviane as a witness today, and therefore, because we there's one or two other points we need to attend to that I want to bring to the attention of the members, the issue about Mr. Malunga that I want members to speak on, having received his affidavit in that regard. So, but before I do that, I will recognize both Advocate Mbofu and Advocate Bauer in that order.
No, thank you very much, Chairperson. We are happy that sanity has prevailed. What I just wanted to indicate is that, and I take your point, Chair, that there's an indefinite deferment, for lack of a better word. We lawyers call it sine die, without a date. But we will maybe reduce this to writing because we need your guidance as to whether we should proceed or not to take the statement so that we don't have a repeat of this problem if and when the decision is made. But I'm sure that will be part of your deliberations. What is not true is what you have recorded, that we did not avail ourselves to consult with the witness. The witness received the things on the 3rd, and after that she was sick and unavailable to both ourselves and Fatima, as Fatima has correctly confirmed. Only on Friday, with the assistance of Fatima, were we able to reach the witness, and she then explained that her child was sick and she was sick as well. And at that point, the public protector, the rest you know, the public protector explained it to you on Monday. And that's how we got to this point. So the factory fault was your message on Sunday, which said that the witness has opted not to make a statement, which was false. And that's what brought us to this point. Yeah. But be that as it may, we are committed to assisting in a fair and reasonable process going forward. You can be assured of that. And when we're no longer able to do so, you'll be the first one to know. As far as I don't know what the issue is with Mr. Malunga, but we will await your communication. That's all, Chair. And I just want to say that really that's all we want to say is that we're happy that sanity has prevailed, and we were told that the other issue that we raised about the letter was going to be deferred there was a proposal that until Monday. So can we also get your guidance as to when it will be opportune to raise that issue, because we still feel very strongly about it.
Thank you. Advocate Bauer.
In light of some of the concerns raised by members about the absence of a statement and maybe some of them feeling very nervous about the witness appearing here without a statement, Mr. Matabogo is coming to give evidence on Tuesday as a witness called by the committee on the back of Ms. Vuyana having indicated that she's not prepared to give evidence if the chief inspector to whom she reported is not giving evidence. And that's fair comment, because there is a chain of command within the PBSA.
Mr. Matabogo has been very clear to us, even though we will be leading him in evidence, that he is not prepared to make a statement. He is not under subpoena, but he's coming to give evidence willingly. He's prepared to assist the committee, but he's not prepared to make a statement. So I'm going to be flying somewhat in the dark on Tuesday. And Advocate Mpofu will be cross-examining, maybe less in the dark, because he would have a bit more background as to what's going on. So what I'm suggesting is we don't have a repeat of this on Tuesday, because we have a witness who has indicated to us that he won't make a statement. That's the first issue. The second issue we must probably hear Advocate Mpofu on. Professor Madonsela is scheduled to testify on the 1st of March. That it is the 16th today. She has been approached by the committee subsequent to Advocate Mpofu asking that she be subpoenaed. She has indicated to the committee that she's willing to give evidence. She is, strictly speaking, coming to the committee at the behest of Advocate Mpofu. Again, the evidence leaders, she's not coming as a witness called by the evidence leaders on behalf of the committee. And Advocate Mpofu needs to clarify with us whether he wants to consult with her and do a statement between now and whatever the 7 days is, and whether any overtures have been made to Professor Madonsela to see whether she's prepared to give him a statement or not. She has indicated to the secretariat that if she does a statement, she would require some assistance, and the evidence leaders are understandably reticent about doing that statement in circumstances that she's been called as a witness on behalf of the PP. And then the third thing I want to raise before Advocate Mpofu comes in is that while I understand...
He's not going to come in. Chair was going to indicate
that.
Please proceed.
Chair, on the third issue that we required some clarity, which we'd like to...
Just mute Mpofu, please.
No, why are you muting me now? Why?
Chair, I still have the floor. And I think it's important for the continued proceedings that this be clarified now in open, in the event it doesn't get resolved behind the scenes and we have another difficulty, is that the third issue is that Mr. Matabogo is scheduled for Tuesday. We have the next witness, Professor Madonsela, scheduled for the 1st. I'm going to suggest to Advocate Mpofu, with leave from the chair, that between us we resolve a date that if he wishes, and Ms. Mvuyani gives evidence, that we try and resolve a date in between that for purposes of seeing if we can approach the committee by which he can be scheduled so that we don't go beyond the 1st. In doing that. We have some days which we have not scheduled to sit, and I'm taking the liberty, Chair, of saying that if Advocate Mpofu and myself can see if we can resolve it in a backroom meeting for purposes of making sure that we don't have a delay in committee proceedings if and when a statement arrives, and so that we have a schedule by when that statement arrives so that a decision can be taken in relation thereto. We would ideally not want the statement to arrive after the 1st and then a request comes for to give oral evidence when it can comfortably be fitted into the schedule prior thereto.
All of the issues you're raising that are possibly backroom are not going to be discussed here. I hope that you can continue raising the backroom, because this committee can't be transformed into brainstorming those backroom issues.
Chair, on a point of clarity, it is not a backroom issue that can be resolved between us in respect of Professor Madonsela, because as you see how things happen today, some of things aren't even raised in the back room, and we had no idea that the witness wished to make a statement today.
I'm asking that you deal with those issues with the public protector legal team, and you can interact with the chair, because I'm not going to turn this committee into getting into those issues, not in this meeting. Honorable Ngola.
Chair, I want to get into a different thing. But equally, I think when Advocate Mpofu says he's happy that sanity prevailed, I'm confident that he is not suggesting that there's anyone who's insane here. Nevertheless, Chair, now that he mentioned Advocate Malunga, whose affidavit was circulated to members this morning. So having interacted with that evidence, Chair, in all the four charges stipulated, he just says he has no knowledge about them, in all the four of them. Now, it made me question the relevance of the evidence he was going to give. So if it does not disadvantage the public protector, I would actually propose that we take that evidence as written evidence as committee, that we don't take him to come and adduce oral evidence, because from what I've seen in the affidavit, it will definitely not help us as the committee. Thank you very much. I wanted to propose that, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mwala. Honorable Ngosi. You are muted, Honorable Ngosi. You are self-muted.
No. No, you don't have to mute me, Chair. I'm saying that the issues, I agree with the issues raised by Honorable Mola, but the point I wanted to raise is in relation to Professor Matonsela, if you allow, but if you think that this is a matter that should be addressed in the back room, it's fine.
Go ahead, Ngosi.
No, Chair, I suggest that if Professor Matonsela appears before us, when she does on the 1st, if the public protector experiences similar problems as we did with this witness today, that we take a firm decision now that we will not proceed with her beyond that day. Because I can foresee that, you know, that there's not going to be agreement between her and the public protector, and they're going to come here and raise issues that are irrelevant. So my suggestion is that at that point, we take a decision. We're not proceeding with Advocate Madonna.
Thank you, Honorable Ngosi, Honorable Maneli, and Gondwe.
No, thanks, Chair. I think the first point is to really agree with you that matters that need the back room would have to be dealt with there. And of course, even with this other witness, we're raising the same point that if there was communication, it would not convene a meeting to postpone it, because it affects the functioning of the committee. I want to emphasize that point. And I think Honorable Ngosi has then spoken to the part about the other witness. As I said, it's also about the future witnesses that are going to come before the committee. But I just wanted to clarify in agreeing with Honorable Mola on the other witness that was to be called, Mr. Malunga, that necessarily, Chair, if you would remember, this witness arose out of a discussion, not because this witness was in the public protector's list, but the public protector's team wanted a different one, which is the current. And based on relevance would have been that looking at the period that is being dealt with, this would have been probably a suitable person to be considered. But when you look at the affidavit, I think it's did accept it as information shared with the committee as we would have a discussion going forward, but not really to come and give oral evidence on the matters that he would not even have information. So that will kill the relevance for the committee. I just thought I should firm up the point so that we do not get back to a discussion that in any way it was not part of the list of those that needed to even be subpoenaed. So that's why the committee did our approach. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Maneli, Honorable Gonde.
Thank you very much, Chair. I was going to agree with Honorable Ngosi and also appeal to you, Chair, to please let's explore, you know, the legal options or, you know, the possible recourse we have as a committee, because we cannot continue in this fashion anymore. It's really become an untenable and a really frustrating situation. We have been deployed by respective parties. We did not just, you know, decide that, you know, we're going to be on this committee. We were deployed here to do our work. And I feel like at every turn, we are being frustrated. We sat through 6 applications. It was a recusal application, it was a postponement application, all forms of applications. And now we're encountering, you know, hurdles in terms of getting witnesses to give their evidence. So please, Chair, I implore you as a chairperson of the committee, it's time to take a hard line and be firm in terms of us being able to do our job. We are being frustrated, Chair. It is deliberate and it's a concerted effort to frustrate the work of this committee. And time is not on our side. And we shouldn't be found wanting when it comes to fulfilling our responsibilities as members of parliament. You know, and if Advocate Mpofu and his the public protector and her team really valued, you know, the principle of accountability, they would subject themselves to this process, which I think has been fair. In fact, we've given so many concessions in this process. It's really unfair. We have been patient. We have been tolerant. And Chair, you've been very accommodating, but enough is enough.
Thank you very much, Honorable Andre. Those words taken to heart, indeed. I think our next ordinary committee meeting, which we will have to communicate, is going to have to deal with some of these issues quite concretely. And we might have to look into our diary next week to prioritize that meeting. Hearing from you as members, there's a clear indication, there's no objection to the suggestion that let's take the affidavit of Mr. Malunga as read and in written and not necessarily have oral evidence. There's no objection to that. To you as members. So that's a first point. Just a pause. Advocate Mpofu.
Yes, Mr. Judge.
You are very deliberate, Mr. Mpofu, for disrupting this meeting. You are mute. You are muted. You know what did I do now?
Oh, you just called me. What
and
did I do?
And you are doing it deliberately. You are muted. You unmute yourself. Mute him again, please. I just wanted to address that.
You just want to call.
So, on the issue of Mr. Malunga, I think the committee is clear that we're doing away with the oral evidence of tomorrow. Agreed, members? Thank you. And then secondly, and we're going to find this was our only meeting on Tuesday. If you agree that perhaps Monday becomes important, as suggested, we can do that, because Monday then means we are going to be discussing, as I indicated, this issue of Mr. Mviane. And now there's an issue that you're also packing of the former public protector. So that we discuss that as well as the committee. Remember, that was also our decision to have her coming. And so can we agree that we're going to be, amongst other things, those are the two things that we're going to be focusing on. And whatever outcome that the committee will come up with, it will be a decision of the committee.
as we proceed. And I'm hoping that we'll check our diaries, and if any of you is able to suggest and say, let's leave here knowing on Monday we do this, because it's going to be a virtual session, that one of that ordinary committee, so that you empower the chair to do that, so that we proceed with the matters properly. I've already addressed the other issue of the Mbuyane issue that God gets into our agenda on Monday. So Advocate Bauer successfully smuggled this issue of Advocate Madonsela. So it's now being going to be attended to in that way. I think that's where we're going to leave it. But before that, I see a hand of of Mr. Mbof.
Thank you, sir. I want to place on record that what you are doing once again is completely illegal. You have no right to mute the legal representative of the public protector, because that's the same as muting her. I've done nothing for you to treat me like that or to treat me differently. To listen to Advocate Bauer. Yes, and now you're going to allow me to be
a point of order.
You're going to allow me to be interrupted.
There's a point of order.
No, Chair. No, we've been lenient and patient with this situation. It's not true that you don't have a right to mute anyone in this committee, because you are the presiding officer. The directives that which you have created upon you in this committee meeting actually stipulate that properly. So it's not true, it's misleading, it's wasting our time. We've been patient. We've been patient with this situation. You speak through the chair. The directive is saying that, and the ruling of the chair is final. That's what the directives are saying. No, man.
I'm raising a point of order.
So
the member is on the platform. You're out of order, Advocate Mbof, Mr. Mbof.
All right.
So can you please proceed with this inquiry as what's going towards the end in a manner that is so respectful, in a manner that is assisting the process, please.
Thank you.
Chairperson, my apologies for chatting in. I propose to close the meeting. Given us a question.
Okay. I
propose you.
I second the closure. I second the proposal.
Your line is bad. Thank you, Mr. Ngos, and thank you, Honorable Ngola, both of you. I'm going to allow Mr. Mbofu to conclude what you are saying, and then I will take your directives.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, we need to be patient and not run away from the truth. Yeah. I was saying, Chair, thank you, before I was rudely interrupted, that I don't know what directive Honorable Ngola is talking about, which says that you can just willy-nilly mute people, particularly legal.
Please don't go back to that point, Mr. Mbofu.
I'm not going back. That was the point I was making when I was interrupted. What do you mean I'm going back?
I'm going to address you on that. Please proceed.
Yeah. No. Now you are allowing.
Thank you, Mr. Ngosi. I will attend to that.
No, thank you.
I will attend to that, Mr. Ngosi.
Yeah. No. Fine.
If you have no other points to raise, Mr. Mbofu, if you have no other points to raise,
close the meeting.
I do have other points. Sir, why don't you stop?
Thank you, Mr. Ngosi. Please mute Mr. Ngosi as well.
Person.
If you have no other points to raise, Mr. Mpofu, I'm going to stop you there.
I have other points. I raised the points earlier. You just ignored them. I said to you, when you said you were going to tell us as to when the issue of the letter was going to be attended, you have not done so. I raised it before. You ignored it. You've also raised an issue about the witness Malunga. You have not asked for our views. We are part of this committee. Instead, you ordered for us to be muted. So even if we were to support or have comments, you have disregarded the rights of the public protector to participate in this process by muting me and by extension muting her. That's the point. Those are the two points that are outstanding on our side. But we're not going to allow ourselves to be abused by you or Thank anybody.
You. Thank you. Honorable Suela.
Chair, I was proposing closure. Thank you.
Okay. No, I get the closure. Let me just, honorable members, we have our meeting on Mr. Lucid. You might be helping me.
The rest shall wait for the in-house meeting. But we must note one thing. The directives that were adopted here are not above the rules of the National Assembly. And the rules of the National Assembly are clean. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Honorable Manel.
Thank you, Chair. The White Suit determined the time and all that for the meeting. We shouldn't lose the earlier discussion that we may know about your letter, but we do not know about the written response to your letter. And therefore, in discussion, we have to have both in that scope. So the determination of time is also qualified in that sense, because you need to know that aspect so that there's commitment to that response and those facts could then be verified. So I just thought as you are closing, it shouldn't be just like one side, but that response, at least that commitment should also be there, that will have both. Thank you.
No, thank you, Honorable Manili. I hope that by the end of the day, today or tomorrow, we will be receiving the much talked about response in a written form, so that the committee, when it meets, would also deal with all of those issues, and everything else will be subjected, and there will be a communication after such a meeting of the committee, and we'll also formally after this meeting communicate the postponement of tomorrow's hearing with Mr. Malunga. With that, thank you, colleagues. The time now is 1:07. The meeting is adjourned. See you on Tuesday. Thank you.
Recording stopped.